right. Last touch.
Professor Jumba, did you make that experiment we told you to make?
You mean an experiment that is unstoppable and causes mass destruction?
That's right. We need something to show other countries not to fuck with us.
He's right over here. I call him Experiment 626.
What, that cuddly little thing? He wouldn't hurt a fly.
That's because I have to add secret ingredient. All we have to do is take the last ingredient, and we inject it into experiment 626.
Oh, naughty. He said ugly things about my mother in some other language.
I didn't teach him to say that.
He's escaping. Professor Jumba, stop him.
You mean to make him unstoppable? Sorry, nothing I can do.
Sergeant Guy, you go stop experiment 626.
Yes, sir, but first I gotta go to Chili's.
Chili's baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Professor Jumba, you're under arrest for making that experiment we told you to make.
What? Hey, gang, I just got done watching Harry Pooper, where they do magic and shit. Now, in the last movie, why did Harry get with the ugly bitch? I would have went up to Hermione and said, "Suck it to Peepius," and then booped her on the head and told her to get after it.
Because, Jeffy, they don't use magic for gross stuff like that.
Okay, well, I would have said, "Alaka tits," and then boom, big tits. And then I would have said, "Abraca grab my wiener," and then she would have been grabbing it. Or even better, I would have went after Moaning Myrtle and went, "Oh, yeah, oh, come on, please, stick your wand in my pooper."
Jeffy, stop. Talking like that, that's inappropriate and gross.
I'm sorry, Father. My tard is Reed, which means I have tarded again.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, UK! An alien experiment has escaped from Area 51. He's extremely dangerous, and if you see him, call 911.
There's an alien on the loose!
Uh-huh.
Marvin, are you listening to me?
Hold on, Jeffy's cleaning out my ears.
Jeffy, that's disgusting! Marvin, make him stop!
He's cleaning out his ears.
You want some?
Ew!
We're hungry, baby. I want International House of Pancakes.
IHOP?
I know you hop. You're the Easter Bunny, Daddy.
No, you want to go to IHOP?
No, I want International House of Pancakes.
That's what I'm saying. Baby, you want to go to IHOP with us?
No, I lost my appetite.
All right, let's go, Jeffy.
One more for the road, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy, you ready to go to IHOP?
Yes, and I'm going to tell the waitress to hop on this nutsack. And then I'm going to tell her to show me her pancake ass.
Hell yeah, Jeffy. All right, let's go. IHOP time.
IHOP time.
IHOP time.
Pancake ass time. Daddy, you think the waitress would put syrup on her toes and let me lick it off?
I don't know, Jeffy. We can ask.
Daddy, look out!
What is that?
Did I hit whatever that was?
I think so, Daddy.
Well, let's go look. Oh, what I hit? Oh, my God, Jeffy. I hit a blue koala.
Ooh, Daddy hit a blue koala.
Are those endangered?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, let's take it back home and call a vet.
Okay.
Come on, come on. It's okay. We're going to get you help.
Marvin, are you already back from International House of Pancake?
No, we never went because Daddy decided to hit a blue koala with the car.
A what?
I ran over this blue koala with the car. But listen, I didn't even know they were real. I guess it's endangered because I've never seen one before.
Well, this one was in danger when you were driving.
I didn't even know they existed.
Me either. And apparently they do exist and I like to hit them with my car.
Well, Marvin, is it okay?
I mean, it keeps making this weird noise.
It sounds like the noises I hear coming out of your room at night.
Listen, I think we should just call the vet and get it some help.
But Marvin, if you call the vet, won't you get in trouble for hitting it with your car?
I'm not going to tell him I hit it with my car. I'm going to say the car in front of it hit it, and we saved it.
Well, that would make you a liar, and lying is bad.
It's okay to lie, Jeffy, to get you out of trouble.
Okay, fine. I'm going to lie all the time. It wasn't me who shit in the shower and then waffle stomped it through the drain.
I knew that was you, Jeffy.
Well, not anymore. It wasn't because I'm a liar, like Daddy.
Oh, listen, I'm going to get this blue koala some help. Let me call the vet. Hello?
Hey there. Did you call a vet during a fucking thunderstorm?
Yeah, sorry about that. It's kind of an emergency.
Yeah, well, this is the poncho I had to make out of a trash bag. It's not great.
Oh, well, I mean, you want to come inside?
I would love to come inside. It sucks out here.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you.
Whew,
Did anybody else know God was going to piss on us today? Because I sure didn't.
No, we had no idea it was supposed to rain. We were driving to IHOP earlier.
Wait,
it was so clear.
You went to IHOP and you didn't invite me?
Well, it was kind of like a last-second thing.
Well, that's okay, because I was at Chili's, having some baby back Chili's baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce. It was good, too.
You didn't invite us?
Well, no, you were too busy eating at IHOP.
We never even made it IHOP because I ran over this stupid blue koala.
Well, that sucks for you, because my baby back Chili's baby back ribs were really good, especially with the barbecue sauce. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to have at IHOP, right? I mean, they don't even have a catchy jingle. I mean, what would it be? I like my IHOP. Tootie Fruity Rice Fruity. See, it doesn't work. This song sucks. You can't make a catchy song out of that. Chili's has the perfect song. I guess you could probably improve on it if you made it, like, higher pitched and more angelic, you know? Like, I want my baby back Chili's baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce. No. I think the barbecue sauce has to be in like a lower pitch.
Yeah, lower.
Yeah. It's like I want my baby back Chili's baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce.
Ooh, I like that one.
Chili's baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce.
Marvin, that was perfect. He's perfect. Sing it with me. I want my baby back Chili's baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce. Oh my God, Marvin, he's perfect. I'm gonna start my own circus.
Wait, what circus?
Well, yeah, I got this blue thing. He sings. It's gonna be awesome. People are gonna pay up the ass for that.
I called you because I ran over a blue koala.
Well, it seems like he's okay. He's singing and shit. Am I wrong? Even knows who Chili's is.
He's okay, I guess. Okay, fine. I just wanted to make sure he was okay. I guess he's okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely say he's okay.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess I'm going to...
Wait. I think I've seen him somewhere before.
What?
Yeah, I think... God damn it. Something at work? I don't know. I was too busy thinking about Chili's and their... I really don't want to sing it again. Baby back, Chili's baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce. Thank you for that. I still think I'm supposed to be pissed at him. I think he said some mean stuff about my boss's wife or his mother or something. This little thing talks shit about my boss. I don't know. I'm going to go downstairs and drink a Mountain Dew and think this over. Man, I cannot think of where I saw that blue thing. It was definitely at work somewhere. Damn it, I don't know. Where did Mountain Dew come from? I mean, a mountain, I would assume. But probably not Mount Everest, because that's way too high to collect soda.
Ooh. Daddy, can we keep the blue koala?
No, Jeff, you can't keep the blue koala. We have to send it to some rare zoo.
But I already named him.
What'd you name him?
Blue Fuckhead 2.
You can't... Blue Fuckhead 2? That's not even a first blue fuckhead.
Marvin, he's so cute. I'm going to take a picture of him and post it on Facebook.
What, for your two friends to see?
Say cheese.
The flash scared him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
You destroyed my phone.
Bad blue fucking two. Oh my God, my hand! Oh my God, my hand! Oh my God, I think he broke my hand! Oh my God, get the blue fucking!
Oh, I got it. That's right. That blue thing is that experiment I was supposed to capture and turn into my boss.
No! Stop him! Don't let him break my bowl collection.
I'll protect your bowls, Marvin. With this, it's my hurt ray because it hurts to get shot with.
He broke the big one.
You broke all of Marvin's balls, so now I'm going to set this gun from hurt to hell, because that's where you're going to go when I blow your head off. Why are you like this anyway?
Lost.
Lost?
I don't have a family.
Oh, that's sad.
No place to call home.
Oh, well, I definitely can't shoot you now. That's too sad.
No, please shoot me. I want to die.
No, buddy, don't say that. We'll find you a family.
I'm like the ugly duckling. No family to want me.
No. You're not ugly. You're kind of cute.
Please shoot me.
Okay, you're saying it a lot, so I'm starting to come around. Any last words?
Ohana means family.
What?
Family means nobody that's left behind. because we joined the circus.
Oh, hell yeah, my man. Oh, we are going to make so much fucking money. We're going to charge the adults $25. We're going to charge the kids $5. We're going to go all the way from Alabama up to Vermont and not a mile further because they fucking love circuses up there. Ringling Brothers is going to be sniffing our chodes. Did they have a singing blue koala who can sing restaurant jingles? No, I don't think so. What's your name anyway?
Sputz.
No. Your name is going to be Guapo, the singing blue koala, because that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to make so much fucking money. Come on, let's go tell Marvin.
What's wrong, Marvin?
He broke my bowl collection.
What?
My big bowl.
Wait, the big bowl or the big bowl?
The big bowl and the big bowl.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Marvin.
Marvin, I'm going to buy you so many bowls.
Wait, how? Wait, they're so expensive.
Oh, it's not going to matter, Marvin. Me and Guapo here are going to start our own circus. We're going to get tons of money.
Wait, you named him Guapo? His name's Blue Fuckhead, too.
Well, that's not really for the kids, Marvin. I can't really announce that on stage now, can I? But me and Guapo, we've mastered the art of the jingle. Let's show him O'Reilly's. O'Reilly's!
O'Reilly's!
Auto parts!
Ow!
Hell yeah, Marvin. Tell me you wouldn't pay money for that at a circus.
No, I mean, that was really good.
Oh, you thought that was good? Let's do McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! I'm loving it. That was actually pretty easy. But let's do a hard one. Let's do J.G. Wentworth. I have a structured settlement, and I need cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW!
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 Ooh, do Red Robin!
Red Robin! Yum. See, that was off the dome. We didn't even rehearse that.
Yeah, those were all pretty good.
Yeah, me and Guapo are going to be drowning in poon, or whatever it is he gets. But I'm going to be just pooning it up, Marvin. You know what kind of women go to circuses? MILFs. Carny MILFs, Marvin. I'm going to get so many diseases. Come on, Guapo. Let's go start our circus.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Chili's baby back ribs.
Dude, I love the Blue Angels.
I know, me too.
Junior, I want to play.
I only have 2 Blue Angels.
But there's 6 Blue Angels, Junior.
Well, my dad could only afford 2 of them for Christmas, so you're going to have to wait for me and Joseph to get done playing.
Oh, dude.
I guess there's only 1 Blue Angel.
Junior, this is boring. I'm going to go home and watch Netflix.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Ew, dude, what the heck? Freaking disgusting. Making out with your girl in front of your homeboy?
It was just a kiss.
Nah, dude, I totally saw a tongue. That was gross. It was spitting everything. Oh, you don't even say goodbye to me like that.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Cody, what took you so long to come over?
Oh, sorry. My mom's been making me hang out with my new neighbor's daughter, Tina. She's homeschooled, so she doesn't get out much.
Oh, God, what's that smell?
Smells like Red Lobster.
Yeah, her pH balance is off. She only takes a shower once a week because she's homeschooled. Say hi, Tina.
Hi.
Ooh, she kind of bad, though, in like a dumpster diving gross as hell kind of way.
Yeah, she's like a dirty, nasty bitch.
Yeah, nasty as hell.
Quarter chub, quarter chub, quarter chub, quarter chub. So, Tina, what's your dad do for work?
I don't have a dad.
Half chub, half chub, half chub, half chub. Tina, how many guys have you kissed in your life?
I don't know. I lost count.
Full chub, full chub, full chub, full chub.
Guys, stop chubbing over Tina.
Cody, you can't control the chub. The chub has a mind of its own.
Yeah, it wants what it wants, bro.
Cody, your friend with the red hair is hot.
She doesn't even know her colors.
Oh,
huge chub, massive chub.
Massive chub, humongous chub.
Well, Junior here already has a girlfriend.
What? That's a shame. The things I would do to him.
I don't have a girlfriend, Cody. What are you talking about?
Yes, I got lucky.
You do. You're dating Penelope.
No, me and Penelope just broke up today.
Well, I just saw her leave.
Yeah, she left in tears because I left her.
Yeah, that bitch for the streets.
Yeah, that bitch Pan Pizza.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, you call a girl Pan Pizza when she a hoe now.
Yeah, everybody get a slice. You know that.
Yeah, everyone gets a turn because it's Pan Pizza.
You did not break up with Penelope.
Yes, I did. I promise. I swear to God.
Okay, then I'll call her and check.
Cody, come here, come here. Me and Penelope didn't break up.
I know.
I just think your friend's hot.
I know.
So can I cheat on Penelope?
No!
Why not?
I'm not going to let you cheat on Penelope.
Okay, fine. I won't cheat on Penelope. Can you go downstairs and grab me a zero sugar Starry?
Why? I can't think of a worse beverage.
I just want to drink something that'll piss me off.
Okay, if you really want that, I'll get it.
Dude, do you really drink zero sugar Starry?
No, I don't have it, but it's distract him downstairs so I can cheat on Penelope.
I like that. That's a genius idea.
So, Joseph, should I cheat on Penelope?
Of course, bro. What kind of question is that? Dude, we're dogs. Look, occasionally we stray, but we always come back home, you know?
You always give the best advice, Joseph.
I try, dude. I try.
Go watch the door and tell me if the coast is clear.
I got you, man. All right, dude. The coast is clear. Get your willy wet.
Okay, Joseph. So, Tina, you want to make out?
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm talking about. Red alert. Cody's coming.
Oh, we got to stop.
Why?
Because Cody's coming, and he's gay, and he likes me, and I don't want him
seeing me kiss you.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Junior, you didn't have any Zero Sugar Starry in there, but I could bring you a flat Sprite that I pissed in. That'd be the same thing.
No, it's okay. I'm not thirsty anymore.
Okay. Well, Tina, I think we have to go. Your stepdad called and he sounded really mad.
Oh, he probably found out about me and my stepbrother.
Oh, God. Well, come on, Stinky.
All right, dude. How was it, you dirty dog, you?
Well, it tasted a little tangy, but still made out.
Oh, man, that's all that matters, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna add her to my lip count.
Yeah, another notch on the belt.
Well, I think I'm gonna go to bed, Joseph. I had a massive W today.
Okay, bro. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, then.
All right, bye. Oh, man, I can't wait to get some sleep. Oh, no! Penelope's calling me! Hello?
Hey, Junior, what are you doing?
Going to bed.
Junior, you didn't call me to say goodnight?
Oh, sorry, goodnight.
You always call me to say goodnight. What, are you cheating on me?
What? No, wait, did you hear something?
What?
Was it from Cody? I bet it was Cody, wasn't
what?
It?
What?
Nothing, I'm not. I'm especially not with gothic, the nasty girls.
Okay, well, good.
All right, goodnight.
Goodnight.
Oh, man, that was way too close. But she doesn't know anything. I'm going to bed. Good morning. I'm gonna brush my teeth. Okay, where's my toothbrush at? What the hell is that? Is that a pimple? It's huge. Why would I get a pimple on my lip? Shaq baby!
My cotton candy souffle is almost done. Now I gotta add a little bit of water and...
Shaq baby!
Oh, what do you want, Junior? I'm making the cotton candy souffle. Why are you bothering me?
Because I looked in the mirror and I saw this pimple on my lip.
Damn, nigga, there ain't no pimple. That's a cold sore.
What's a cold sore?
Like herpes.
You can't get herpes on your mouth, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yes, you can. Are you stupid? You can get it on your mouth, your genitals, your hands, feet, toes, all that stuff.
How can you get it on your mouth?
Have you been making out with any dirty bitches, huh? Any dirty bitches? Tell me.
Yeah.
I knew it. You dirty, dirty dog. You probably got the herpaderp.
But she didn't have any herpes on her mouth.
Maybe she's asymptomatic and don't show or something like that.
So she could have herpes I wouldn't even know.
Yup.
And I could still get it.
Yup.
I'm going to the hospital.
Well, I hope you get it fixed. All I gotta do is add my water.
Wait. I don't remember that recipe. Damn.
Hey there, what brings you to the emergency room today? What is your emergency? What life-threatening situation makes you think you needed to come here today?
You seem annoyed.
I am, because people keep coming in here for stupid bullshit, like, ooh, I have a toothache, go see a fucking dentist, or I stubbed my toe, or my back's been hurting for the last 6 months, why are you just now coming in, or I threw up one time, you know, stupid shit like that.
Well, mine's a real emergency. I think I have herpes.
Why do you think you have herpes?
This bump on my lip.
Doctor, the man in the next room is in cardiac arrest. We need you stat.
Now hold on. I'm dealing with this emergency. You tell him to wait. I'll be right there.
So does it look like herpes?
I mean, it looks like a pimple, but I guess it could also be a cold sore, which is a form of herpes.
If it's herpes, I'm ending it all.
Oh, come on. It's not really that serious. I mean, 80% of the world's population has some kind of herpes. It's really just a mild inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah. It's not that big of a deal.
What if you had herpes?
Oh, I'd want to fucking die. I'd jump off a bridge. Oh, no, I could never live like that. Ew, fuck no. Oh, God, get away from me. I can't even imagine. Just thinking about having herpes is making me feel all itchy. But no, I'm sure you'll be fine, though. That's just me. I'm sure you're stronger than me emotionally. Although, every time you do try to kiss a girl, you're going to have to tell her you have herpes. And I mean, you know how hard that's going to be? You try to get her to kiss you, and then you're like, wait, I have herpes. She's going to run away. No girl is ever going to want to kiss you ever again, unless she already has herpes. And if you try to kiss a girl without telling her you have herpes, you can go to jail for intentionally spreading herpes. It sucks.
Well, is there a cure for herpes?
No. Once you have herpes, you have it for life.
Well, I think all the billionaires in the world should put their money together to cure herpes.
Well, I mean, herpes isn't fatal. I mean, you're not going to see them have a herpes walk. You know, the NFL's not going to have a herpes awareness month and put end herpes in the end zone. That's not going to happen.
Well, they should, because I can't believe I even got herpes. See, this is what happened. There was this ratchet, white, ugly, ratchet, stinky girl, and I kissed her, and I think that's how I got it.
Wait a minute. Aren't you dating my daughter?
Oh, this happened. Like a year ago.
Oh, good.
Doctor, an ambulance just arrived with multiple gunshot victims. We need tourniquets. Hurry!
Now, wait a minute. I'm still dealing with this emergency, and this is way more important. I'll be there after.
Is there any way to know if it's 100% herpes or not?
Well, I mean, we could do a blood test. I mean, you said you got it a while back, right? So, I mean, as long as you didn't get it within, like, you know, a day ago, then I think we should be able to know.
What if I got it, like, yesterday?
Well, then we wouldn't be able to tell because your antibodies haven't formed yet. But, I mean, you said you got it a while back, so I'll go get the vial for the blood test.
Oh, no, let's not do the blood test. Is there another way to test if it happened? Let's say it happened yesterday. Is there a way to know?
Yeah, I mean, I could swab it, and then you get the results in an hour.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, I got the herpes swab.
Sir, please, we need your help!
Yeah, I know. Just one second. I gotta do this emergency herpes swab.
But, sir, there's dying children!
Listen, I hear everything you're saying, but see, this is so much more important because even if it's positive, it doesn't matter. There's nothing he could do about it. And it's not like he's gonna die from it. He might as well be testing positive for the common cold, but still, it's so much more important.
But, doctor, there's so much blood! There's a kid that was hit by a dump truck!
Uh-huh, that's great. I'll be there in a sec. Okay, just swab this. Okay, I'll call you with the results, but don't kiss my daughter until you know.
Okay. What if you had herpes?
Oh, I'd want to fucking die. I'd jump off a bridge. Oh, no, I could never live like that. Ew, fuck no. Oh, God, get away from me.
Hey, Junior.
What's up, dude? Ew, you got an ugly pimple on your face. You look like Cody.
Guys, I don't have acne. I have beauty marks.
Guys, if I tell you something embarrassing, you promise you won't judge me?
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, are you gay? Please tell me you're gay.
You see this pimple on my face? Well, it might be herpes.
What?
Dude, how'd you get herpes?
From kissing Tina.
Wait, you kissed Tina?
Yeah, why do you think I sent you to get that story?
Oh, yeah, I guess that does make sense. Nobody would actually drink that willingly. But still, now I have to tell Penelope you cheated on her.
No, you don't have to tell Penelope anything, because I went to the hospital to get this swabbed to see if it really is herpes, so I don't even know, so why would you tell her?
Because if you have herpes, you might give Penelope herpes.
Well, no, I don't even know if I have it, so don't even tell her.
But you still cheated on her.
No, I didn't. Tina fell on me, and I pushed her off of my lips. You can even ask Joseph, he saw the whole thing.
Yep, I'm a witness.
Okay, but if you do have herpes, what are you going to tell Penelope?
I'm going to tell her that I went to the gas station, I used the bathroom, and I saw a toothbrush behind the toilet, and I brushed my teeth because I had forgot to brush my teeth.
Well, then she's going to break up with you for being gross.
No, she's going to be proud of me for having good oral hygiene. And just don't even worry about it, Cody. It's not your problem. Like, stay in your lane. Wait a minute. Why don't you invite Tina over, and I can ask her if she has herpes, and then I'll get my answer.
We can't. Tina got picked up by her uncle today. It seemed like she didn't want to go, but then her uncle and her stepdad were fighting over who got to take care of her over Christmas break. I don't know, not my problem.
Oh. Oh, no. What if that's Penelope? Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Junior.
Penelope, what are you doing here?
I thought I'd come over so we can Netflix and chill.
How about just Netflix?
Okay. Oh my God, Junior, you have a huge pimple on your lip. Can I pop it?
No.
But I watch Dr. Pimple Popper all the time. I'm basically an expert.
Please don't touch it. I don't feel good. You should probably go home. I don't feel good.
That's okay. Let's just go watch Netflix.
Okay.
Junior, I thought you said you didn't feel well, but your friends are over.
Oh, they were just about to leave.
Yeah, we can leave, dude. I don't want to get sick anyway.
Junior, don't you have something you'd like to tell Penelope?
Yeah, I have a structured settlement, and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
It's your money. Use it when you need it. Damn it, Junior, don't get us with that. You know we can't resist J.G. Wentworth.
What?
All right, Penelope, I'll tell you the truth. Me and Cody were playing Truth or Dare, and he dared me to kiss him, and then he gave me mouth herpes.
Ew, Cody, we've shared sodas.
I do not have herpes.
Then what's that stuff all over your face? Looks like herpes to me.
It's not herpes. He kissed another girl.
What?
I didn't kiss another girl. Joseph, did I kiss another girl?
Nope, dude. I never seen you kiss a girl named Tina in my life.
Who's Tina?
There's no girl named Tina.
Tina's the name of the girl he kissed.
Oh, yeah? Then if you knew her name, then why'd you only say it after you heard Joseph say the name Tina? You're just making up stuff.
He cheated on you with a girl named Tina.
Junior, you cheated on me?
I did not cheat on you. I swear I didn't cheat on you. Hey, Cody, if I cheated on her, where's your proof?
Well, I don't know, because you sent me downstairs to get you a Starry.
No one drinks Starry.
You see how unbelievable his lie is? No one likes Starry, so he's lying. Hold on, my phone's ringing. It's your dad. Hello?
Hey there, I got the results for your herpes swab back.
Oh, God, doctor, tell me. Is it bad? Is it over? I already have a tree and a rope picked out.
No, you don't have herpes.
I don't?
No, it's just a pimple.
Oh, thank God. Oh, God bless you, doctor. You're so amazing at everything you do. I love you.
I didn't do anything, but you're welcome.
Thank you so much, doctor. Oh, my guys, I do not have herpes.
Good?
Yeah, good. Now that I'm happy and I'm in a good mood, I want to tell you exactly what happened. So yesterday, Cody brought this ratchet thirst trap bitch over named Tina, right? And then I sent him downstairs to get a Starry, and then I sent Joseph over there to be looked out. And I did make out with Tina for like a few seconds, and then I felt really bad, so I stopped. And then I went to sleep, and I woke up with this bump on my mouth, and I thought it might be herpes. So I went and saw your dad, and he tested me, and I found out it's not herpes. So now we don't have herpes.
Junior, you cheated on me! I'm breaking up with you!
No, calm down. Look, I'll never cheat on you ever again because this whole herpes scare thing, it made me realize I never want to cheat on you ever again. I'm never going to kiss another girl because I don't want to get herpes.
Junior, it's over!
Oh, wow, I'm going to pour my heart and soul out to you and you're going to leave me like that?
Bro, she's so selfish, dude.
Yeah, like, if you come back, yeah, I'm going to have to get you tested because I'm not going to want some herpes, bitch.
Right? Like, she doesn't understand. You were vulnerable, you know?
Yeah, I just poured my heart and soul out to her and just told her my fears and just admitted to something that I should. I would have never had to tell her.
Like, that takes a lot, dude.
Yeah, I chose to tell her. And, like, I also didn't kiss her. Like, I went without kissing her all day just so she wouldn't possibly get it.
Right? You thought about her.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, literally, like, every woman's dream. Like, I'm loyal and I'm nice and I tell the truth.
Yeah, you're a king, bro.
Yeah, king. Straight up king. Mm-hmm. Right, Cody?
Yeah, you're a real catch.
But she broke up with me, guys.
Well, on the bright side, you don't have herpes.
Careful, dude. Careful.
Shut up, Joseph.
I'm sorry.
I got it.
Oh, dude, that was so close.
I'm so glad we're playing Jenga.
Yeah, money Jenga.
All right, Richard, it's your turn.
Which piece do I want to go for? Oh, this one.
Okay, careful. Careful.
You lost.
Yeah, you lost.
Actually, it looks like I'm winning.
All right, guys, so what game do you want to play now?
How about hide and seek?
Oh, well, let's play hide and seek.
Yeah, I'm really good at hide and seek.
Okay, I'll be it. All right, Joseph, you and Richard hide, okay?
Okay, then.
I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come. Oh, where are they at? All right, guys, I'm going to find you. Just where are you at? Are you behind the teddy bear? No. Are you inside that popcorn bucket? No. Joseph, you're there.
Oh, dude, how'd you find me?
You wouldn't stop laughing.
Oh, darn. I need to shut my mouth.
Oh, yeah, you do. Now I gotta find Richard. Richard?
Cha-ching! Oh, I'm allergic to your poor air!
Well, I got you, Richard. All right, Joseph, it's your turn.
Aw, oh, man. Okay, dude.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Oh, let me see who it is.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey there. I'm here to pick up my son, Richard.
Okay. Richard, your dad's here.
Oh, thank God. Thanks for picking me up, Dad. It's so poor here. My allergies were acting up. Oh, and by the way, Junior, I accidentally clogged your toilet. Sorry.
But you clogged my toilet.
Wait, you clogged his toilet? Yeah, I accidentally used too much money when I was wiping. Too much money when you were wiping? You know you're only supposed to use one bill at a time. Show me. All right, right this way. See, Dad? There it is. That's it, mister! You are grounded! Grounded? For what? You know you're only supposed to use one bill when you wipe, and you're wiping like we have endless amounts of money! Which we do, but you need to learn the value of money. So I think you need to get a job! A job? You! Poor! Yeah, that's exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna get you a job, and I think you need to work at McDonald's! McDonald's? You! Poor people food! Now you get over here and let me smack those stupid AirPods out of your stupid head. Come here. Come on. Give me the other side. Come on. All right. You'll get those AirPods back when you've earned them. Now let's go to McDonald's.
Welcome to your first day at McDonald's. How you feeling?
Poor.
Exactly. That's how we all feel until we start making $15 an hour. Then we'd be lower middle class.
Well, how much am I making now?
$8.45 an hour.
$845 an hour? That's not too bad.
No, my silly white boy. $8.45.
Ew, poor.
Exactly. Let me show you the food layout. See, we got hamburgers right here, nuggets there, french fries, lettuce, and tomatoes. See, all this stuff was already made yesterday, okay? We just leave it out to give it flavor. And this stuff right here is the stuff people return. See, we just keep passing out the window till somebody accept it. Now, let me show you how to make a burger. On a traditional burger, you got meat, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. See, I know that's a lot, but I got a song to help you remember. First you add the meat, then you add the cheese, don't forget the lettuce, then you add tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, it's very catchy. Come on, sing it with me. First you add the meat, then you add the cheese, don't forget the lettuce, then you add tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
I'm not singing that poor song.
Do you want to get paid?
Yeah.
Come on, sing it with me. First you add the meat, then you add the cheese. Don't forget the lettuce, then you add tomatoes. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
Yeah.
White boy got rhythm.
Somebody at the drive-thru. Okay, get ready to make a sandwich. And don't forget the song, all right?
All right.
Oh, hello. I'm ready to order.
Another one. Hey, don't be throwing bananas in my drive-thru.
I'm ready to order.
What you want?
Can I get,
You ready to order?
Yeah. Can I get a 10-piece nugget, drop fresh,
a large fry with no salt, also drop fresh, with salt packets in the bag, a plain cheeseburger, and an ice cream cone.
Ice cream machine, bro.
Mm-hmm, of course it is. Well, then in that case, I'll just take Kool-Aid to drink.
Man, we don't sell Kool-Aid. We only got high C.
Oh, I can see that you high, because your ice cream machine always broke.
Look, is that all you want, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right, your total is $17.38.
All right, you accept EBT?
No.
You accept food stamps?
No.
When can I get your discount?
Look, it's my discount, ma'am. Look, can you please pull up for it? So we can get your food.
I ain't pulling up for it. There ain't nobody behind me.
Oh, my God. Look, I'll have your food in a minute, ma'am.
And they want $15. Yeah, you slam that window.
All right, Rashad, what we have...
My name's Richard.
Listen, Rashad, I'm trying to teach you something. Look, what we have here is what we call a bad customer. You can tell from a mile away. It's a dead giveaway. You can tell by the color. The color of their car.
Their car?
Yeah. She was driving a red car. People who drive red cars are always mad. Something about the color red. But, do you know what we do to bad customers?
What?
Ew, poor!
Yeah, exactly. Now, she wanted a burger and some nuggets and fries dropped. So, can you drop them on the ground and take 10 minutes doing it? She also wanted an ice cream cone, but... we always tell the customers that the ice cream machine is broken. To be honest with you, we don't even have an ice cream machine. I don't even know why it's on the menu. But get to making her food, and I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. What do I do again? Oh, the saw. Something about the meat. Then you grab some nuggets. How about some fries? Don't forget the tomatoes. Ketchup. All right, I'm done.
Let me see how you did.
Boy, what is this?
It's a cheeseburger.
The song, boy, the song.
I sing the song. You got a lot to learn. Let me just wrap this up and give it to her.
Okay.
What take you so long?
Hey, what I told you about throwing bananas in my drive-thru? Look, here's your food, ma'am.
My food hit the ground. I'ma need you to make me some more.
Look, I'm not making another burger for you, lady.
Well, I also had nuggets and fries.
Look, just have a good day, okay?
Let me speak to your manager.
I am the manager.
Alright, then, well, let me speak to the owner.
Look, if you want to talk to the owner, how about you call old McDonald himself? He live on the farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Well, I'll do you one better. I'll call Mayor McCheese.
Well, call Mayor McCheese then.
Alright, this ain't the last you heard of me, and they want $15 an hour.
Get out of my drive-thru, lady.
I'm leaving, and I'm gonna
save my banana
too.
All right, Randy, I want you to work the drive-thru because I am stressed.
How do I do that?
Oh, it's super simple. They're gonna pull up to the window. You say what real mean because it's inconvenient for you to take their order even though you work here. Now, they're gonna give you their order. You make sure you get it wrong because we want them to come back. They're gonna say they're not gonna come back, but we're McDonald's. We got dollar burgers, and we're open 24/7. So, go to the window and get to working.
My name is Richard.
Come on, Randy. Just go to the window.
Okay.
God.
All right. Work in the drive-thru. At least I don't have to touch that poor people food.
Can I have some food?
Ew! Did you sneeze on the window?
I'm hungry.
Oh, you're hungry? Well, do you have money?
No.
Well, then what are you going to give me for food?
Tomato.
Ew, I don't want your poor tomato. We don't accept tomatoes here.
I'm hungry.
Well, shoot. Get out of here. Shoot. Ew, poor.
Ugh. Raymond, did I just see you spray Windex at one of our customers?
Yeah, because he was poor.
Raymond. Look, all of our customers are poor. You just can't spray them with Windex, though. How about we have the perfect conversation you're supposed to have at the window? You be the driver, I'll be me.
Okay. Boom, 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 boom. In my Lamborghini.
Whatever. What do you want? Why aren't you at Burger King? Why are you ordering here?
Can I get a cheeseburger?
A cheeseburger? Wendy's is right down the street. All right, just pull up to the next window. See, it's that simple. See, now, you don't have to spray people with Windex, okay?
Let's forget my order wrong. And you want $15.
You know what? Go ahead of the burgers. I got this. Did you just throw something at me?
I bought a tomato from a homeless man because I ran out of bananas.
What do you want from me, lady?
I just want my order right because my booger had nuggets of fries on it.
Ain't that what you wanted?
No, I wanted it all separately.
You know what? Look, here's your tomato back.
Ice cream, lady. Oh, and you want $15?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right, Ryan. I don't know how much longer I can work here.
Me either.
Look, I'm dreaming of bigger and better things.
Right?
Like working at Chick-fil-A. But see, the customers here, it's so annoying.
And poor.
That too.
another one.
What do you want? And can you please stop honking your horn?
Hey, I stole my dad's car because he wouldn't bring me to get a Happy Meal.
Cool, cool, cool. What do you want?
Can I get a cheeseburger Happy Meal with three toys?
The Happy Meal only come with one toy.
Well, I want three toys.
You only getting one toy.
How about three toys?
It comes with one toy.
Three toys!
One toy!
Three toys!
Okay! Okay!
All right, Robbie, we got another bad customer at the drive-thru. You know how I knew?
Because of the color of the car?
Exactly. The color of the car was red, so you know he's going to be mean. And he wanted a Happy Meal with three toys. Look, this ain't Toys R Us. I'm not giving him all them toys. You know what we're going to do to his food?
We're going to spit the food?
Bingo. You're learning, Robbie. Okay, so fix the food and remember the song, okay?
Okay. All right, the song. Sometimes there's meat, bunch of cheese, lot of lettuce, a couple chicken nuggets, maybe a few tomatoes, ketchup, maybe the whole thing, mustard. Okay, that looks good. All right, it's ready.
Let me check the Happy Meal, see how you did. Wait, Rachel, you're not supposed to give them all the ketchup and mustard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Let me get him a drink. Yeah.
Where's my Happy Meal?
Oh, here's your Happy Meal with the three toys.
Oh, thank you.
You're not welcome.
Baby.
All right, Rufus. I'm going to end your shift early today since it's your first day.
What does that mean?
That means you get to go home.
Oh, thank God. Charge, come pick me up in the helicopter.
All right, I'm going to get your check and then you can go home, okay?
How much money did I make?
Well, you only worked for like 10 minutes, so you made about 75 cents.
Ew, poor.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, Dad, I'm back from work. Wait a minute.
Ew, you smell poor.
I know, but I got paid. Hold on, let me see that. 75 cents. Congratulations. You've made enough money to buy three gumballs. Oh, Dad, I have a confession to make. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to work at poor restaurants anymore. And I'll even wipe my butt with 20s. Listen, son, you don't have to wipe your butt with 20s. That would be a disgrace to the Goodman name. We only wipe our butts with hundreds. But the fact that you said that you would wipe your butt with 20s shows that you appreciate money now. So let's go home and get out of this weird poor person's house. Oh, thank you, Dad. I love you so much. I love you too, son.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Dude, let's play some video games.
Yeah, I love video games.
Guys, let's go outside and get some fresh air. Let's go to the park.
I hate going to the park, Cody. There's always 50 kids there, and it's so packed, and everyone's picking their nose and wiping it on each other, and there's that one mean kid that keeps kicking sand in kids' eyes.
Junior, that's you. You kick sand in kids' eyes.
I know, and I'm so tired of doing it.
Then stop doing it.
But it's so fun. I just love kicking sand in kids' eyes. If there weren't kids there, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, dude, I forgot to tell you about this. Oh, there's this sweet abandoned park. We should go there. There's never any kids there. We can play all by ourselves.
You're lying, Joseph.
Yeah, you're lying, Joseph. You never told us about this.
Dude, I just forgot to tell you guys. But follow me. Come on. All right, guys. It's right here.
Wow, there's a playset just in the middle of the woods.
Nice find, Joseph. Nice find.
Yeah, W find.
Common Joseph W.
Yeah, I try, dude. I try. I just found it, and we can all play on it by ourselves. No one's here.
Yeah, I mean, why would they make a playset in the middle of the woods and no one's playing on it?
Well, maybe the county was going to build a playground and then they decided no.
Huh. Well, since it's all to ourselves, you know what that means? Have fun montage!
Yeah!
I'm climbing!
I'm climbing!
No, I'm climbing!
We!
My turn! We!
Going down the slide! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
I've got a steering wheel! I'm driving the playset! Vroom! Get out of my way!
It's not moving, Cody!
Yeah!
My turn to go down the slide! Whee!
Here we go! Whoa!
Cody, look, a telescope! I'm gonna see if I can see Jupiter.
Junior, it's daytime. You're not gonna see anything.
Cody, I see a bulldozer.
In the sky?
No, look, a bulldozer!
Junior, that's a bulldozer coming right toward us!
Why is there a bulldozer coming? It's gonna run into us, Cody!
Stop!
Stop! Stop!
Stop!
Stop!
Stop!
What the? Are those kids on that thing? Oh, what the hell? Hey, what the hell are you kids doing on this?
this thing?
Having a good time.
Well, it's getting demolished, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Getting demolished by who?
Well, the people who own that mansion over there need room for their second pool, so they want this thing tore down.
Their second pool? They don't need a second pool. They have a big mansion. We love playing on this thing.
We're not leaving. Oh, we found it fair and square.
Well, unfortunately, that's not how this works, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave or else I'm going to run you over with my bulldozer.
Then run us over. We don't care.
Yeah, we'll die on this thing.
Yeah!
Yeah, run us over!
Run us over!
Yeah!
Oh, damn it. The boss is going to be pissed. So what is it that's so important that you had to interrupt my Brazilian handy from the back? Well, sir, I was going to bulldoze the playground like you asked, but there's kids on it. What kids? I don't care if there's kids on it. Hit them. Kill them. I don't care. They're just puppets. But, sir, there's a real human boy on there, too. Oh, God damn it. I can't kill a real human boy. That would make the news. I guess I'll just call the cops and see if the cops can get them to leave. I'm calling the cops!
Hey there, you call the police?
Yes, these hooligans won't get off this playground I'm trying to demolish.
You're trying to demolish this thing?
Yes, because I need room for my second pool that I'm trying to build right here.
But it has a slide.
I don't care about the slide. I need room for my pool.
But there's already a big pool over there.
I need another one right here.
But the slide, though.
I don't care about the fucking slide.
Okay, I'll get the kids off the playground if you let me go down the slide.
One time.
Yay!
Whee! Oh, man, that was fun. Okay, kids, time to get off.
We're not getting off.
Okay, kids, I know this playground is fun and that slide is fucking dope, but you guys gotta leave.
But no, we love this thing. It's so fun.
I know, but it's not your playground, so I'm gonna have to ask you to hop off.
Hop off my dick.
Okay, you can't talk to old people that way. Oh, I'm old. Okay, kids, look, if you don't get off, I'm gonna arrest you.
Then arrest us.
Ugh, I don't have three pairs of handcuffs. Hey, actually, you know what? Sometimes when people don't want something torn down, they start a petition. So if you guys can get 30,000 signatures from people who don't want this playground torn down, then they can't tear it down.
Really? Only 30,000?
Yeah.
Okay, let me talk to my friends. Okay, guys, they said if we get a petition signed with 30,000 signatures, they won't tear it down.
Oh, that's not much.
Well, guys, 30,000 is going to take a year.
Not if we make a viral TikTok and everyone signs it.
Mm-hmm. But I don't have my phone.
I don't have my phone either.
Me either, dude.
All right, Cody, me and you are going to go to my house, make a viral TikTok that'll get the signatures. Joseph, you stay on this. Do not let them tear it down.
Oh, I got you, bro. I'm going to hold down the fort. I'm not getting off!
Come on, Cody, let's go!
Okay, I got two of them off.
That's good enough. Tear it down. But, sir, there's one kid left. Tear it the fuck down. On it.
Hey, kid, they're gonna tear it down.
I don't care. I wanted to tear it down.
Okay, suit yourself.
That thing's coming down!
Kid, I'd get off if I was you.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is for you to stop this bulldozer!
Stop! In the name of Christmas!
Santa! Oh my God, he is real!
You better believe it, Joseph.
And he knows my name?
Oh, my God. Not even Santa Claus will stop me. You gave me coal for Christmas.
Ho, 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 shit, they're real. Go to the back. I am gone.
Oh, you destroyed it!
Hey, the slide's okay. Can I keep the slide?
Sure. All right, sir, what next? You see that big fucking tree over there? I want you to tear that down. All right, I'm on it. You're not gonna tear down my tree, man! What the fuck are you doing tied to my tree? It's not your tree, man. It's the Earth's tree. And the Earth gave birth to the tree. And the roots run deep, man. And you know what lives at the top of this tree? The Scissorin Sin Scissoru. It's the two-headed, one-beak, no-butthole-having owl, dude. How does it poop, man? It can't. What the fuck are you on? I'm on the tree, man. While tied to the tree, I'm fucked up, dude. Yeah, fucked. If you don't get off my tree, I'm gonna tear it down with you on it because I need room for my pool. Oh, dude, is that why you fucked that playground? That was fucking awesome. Police! Police!
Yeah, hey, you said it's cool if I take this slide, right? I'm gonna make it go in my bathtub.
I need you to get that hippie off my tree so I can tear it down! And I'm pretty sure he's on some type of hallucinogen!
What, that tree? Oh, you can't tear that tree down. That's where the Scissoring Sin Scissoru lives. It's a very rare endangered bird. It's got no butthole. It's crazy.
I don't give a fuck! He's in the way of my pool!
Well, why don't you just build your pool over there? You got all that land.
Well, that's where Santa Claus is texting his ho-ho-hos!
Look, I don't know what to tell you, man, okay? But if you tear down that tree, I'm gonna have to arrest you.
Oh, damn it!
All right, Cody, what viral TikTok dance can you do that'll get us a lot of views so people will sign our petition?
I don't know, Junior, what kind of dance do you want me to do? I could hit the Kwan, or do the stinky leg, or teach him how to Dougie, Soldier Boy on them hoes, or I could do the Macarena. You want me to crump, pop lock and drop it, hit the gritty on these motherfuckers? You know, you want me to whip or just nay-nay?
I don't know, Cody. All those dances seem tired and lame.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, Junior, I don't know how to do any of those. I just know their names.
How does a normal person get their petition signed?
Well, usually they have a piece of paper and they walk around asking people to sign it.
Let's just do that. That seems a lot easier.
Junior, do you know how long it would take to get 30,000 signatures? I mean, let's assume one signature took 1 minute. That would be 30,000 minutes. That's 500 hours. Junior, that's almost 21 days worth of signatures. Just back-to-back signatures. No sleeping, no eating, nothing. Constant signatures, and that's assuming everybody actually signed it, and you didn't have to tell them why they had to sign it before moving on to the next person. You think we can actually do that?
Yes, Cody, because it's easy. Think about it. You said 24 hours in a day. So I do the first 12-hour shift while you sleep, and then you do the second shift while I sleep.
Junior, I was trying to give you the chance to realize this is impossible.
It's not impossible, Cody. You're saying it's going to take a minute to get a signature? I can get a signature in 20 seconds.
Well, you don't even have a pen or a piece of paper.
I can find a pen and a piece of paper. They're, like, laying around the house. Look, I can find one really quick, like 2 seconds. Let me just find a piece of paper. Oh, nope, that's a phone book. Can I use a phone book?
No.
Okay, let me check this drawer. Nope. Ooh, wait, oh, hold on. Hold on. I think I got it. Yep. Look. Piece of paper. Right there.
Okay, now you need a pen.
Find the pen. Let me check right here. Nope, that's a Sharpie. I don't want to use a Sharpie. Okay, hold on, look. Look at this. Got a pen.
Junior, that took like 30 seconds.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Look, I'm going to get my first signature. I'm going to get Chef Pee-Pee to sign it. He's going to sign it in like 10 seconds.
Okay.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm trying to make spaghetti and peanut butter cups.
Again?
Yeah, I thought you loved it. You know, the peanut butter makes it pop.
I need your help, Chef Pee-Pee. I need you to sign my petition.
Petition? For what?
Well, my favorite park's going to get demolished unless I get 30,000 signatures.
I know you're lying. You gotta be lying. Because you don't ever go to the park. You stay upstairs in your room playing video games. So tell me, what do you need my signature for? Is it a credit card? Or a mortgage? Or is it a car loan?
No, it's literally just to save my favorite park.
No, it's not. Stop lying to me. You're trying to steal my identity.
I'm not trying to steal your identity. Just sign the piece of paper.
Now you're getting aggressive. Oh, yeah. You're trying to get a credit card, aren't you?
See, Junior, I told you. People aren't quick to sign stuff.
Chef, if you sign, I'll be gone in 5 seconds. It's a simple signature.
Nope. The last time I signed something, it was my brother's birthday card. And the next thing you know, he had a house in my name.
See, Junior, this is just Chef Pee-Pee. Now try imagining doing this with a stranger.
How about we just forge Chef Pee-Pee's signature?
We can't do that.
Well, I forged my signature and yours.
Okay, well, first of all, you can't forge your own signature, and I was already going to sign it anyway.
Look, I'll just forge Chef Pee-Pee's signature and my dad's and Penelope's. That'll be 5 signatures, and then we can take it to the guy.
That's still nowhere near 30,000.
Well, give him the 5 signatures as a deposit.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, sure. Because when I'm trying to buy a $30,000 car, they'll totally take a $5 down payment.
Come on, Cody. They won't even check the signatures. Look, let's forge it right now. We got the signatures! We got the signatures!
Junior, look! They tore it down!
What? They destroyed it, but we got the signatures!
Not 30,000.
Where's Joseph at? Joseph, what happened?
Dude, they tried to run me down with a bulldozer! Me and Santa!
What, Santa was here?
Yeah, he was like my savior, until he ran off like my dad did.
I love that playground so much! I'm gonna miss it so much!
Rest in pepperoni.
Can somebody call me an Uber? The signal's shit out here!
Marvin, Jeffy's birthday's in a couple of days.
Shh, I don't want Jeffy to hear that. I'm hoping he forgets so we don't have to get him anything.
Marvin, that's mean.
Hey, Marvin.
What are you doing here? Just let yourself in my house and grabbed a beer from my fridge.
Yup, guess what? Because my birthday's in 2 days.
Oh, I forgot you share a birthday with Jeffy.
Yeah, and I really hate it because I wish everybody who shared a birthday with me would die because it's supposed to be my special day just for me because I like the attention.
So what are you doing for your birthday?
Well, that's why I'm here. I wanted to ask you if you wanted to come with me on my birthday trip to Vegas.
You're going to Las Vegas for your birthday?
Hell yeah.
Marvin, I don't want you to go to Las Vegas without me.
It's my birthday. Shut up. So you coming with me, Marvin?
Oh, I don't know. Me and Rose have never been to Vegas together, and I'd really like her to be there.
Okay, well, it's my birthday, and my wish is for her to not come, so that's the end of that conversation.
Well, it's also Jeffy's birthday, and I don't know.
Hear ye! Guten Tag, everyone! I present to you the Jeffy Birthday Gotta Have It list. It's everything I gotta have it.
Jeffy, let's hear it.
Alright, number one.
Oh, he's been wanting a Labubu for a long time.
Number two, Robux.
Number 3, Spider-Man Band-Aid.
Jeff, you're turning 21. You're not asking for anything that an adult would want?
Well, how about this one? 14 Chuck E. Cheese tokens. Is that adult enough for you, Daddy?
No, it's not.
It is a lot.
Well, no, it's not a lot.
All right, number 5, 3 of the balls from the Hungry Hungry Hippo game.
Well, Jeffy, can it be one of the balls that's worth more points?
No, they all have to be the same color. Number 6, 1 container of dried brown Play-Doh.
I felt that.
But why do you want dried brown Play-Doh?
So I can put it in my butt and it'll look like I have butt boogers. Number 7, a block of granite from King Tut's tomb.
I hear that's hard to get.
Well, Jeffy, you're being very selfish, okay, and ungrateful. Ask for one thing. You're only going to get one thing.
How about the 14 Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
I mean, that is doable if you want to get that.
Yeah.
You can do that, Jeffy.
Or you could take them with us to Vegas.
What? Vegas?
What's Vegas?
Oh, it's just the greatest place on earth. You can win millions of dollars. You can pay for sex. You can eat Taco Bell. It's amazing.
Oh, I want to go to Vegas.
I don't know. I don't know if we should
go. Oh, come on, Marvin. Everybody goes to Vegas for their 21st birthday. I did, and I got 2 STDs. Not from any chicks or anything. I just sat on a dirty toilet. I just, like, raw dogged my bare ass on, like, the toilet at the Taco Bell in Las Vegas Boulevard. Yeah, I got rectal chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Marvin, I do not want you going to Vegas.
Shut the fuck up. Do you just talk all the time, even when people ask you not to? Jesus.
Come on,
Marvin, let's go to Vegas.
I mean, there's only 3 of us going. I feel like we would need
a fourth.
You're
right. We need a fourth person.
Yeah, we need a fourth.
Me?
No, what the fuck is wrong? Fucking stop talking. Fuck. What is wrong? Fucking Jesus.
What about Chef Pee-Pee?
Yes, that is what I'm talking about. A man. That's a man. Yes, a man. Let's ask him.
I love a pan of cereal in the morning.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey, what you boys want?
Why are you eating cereal out of a pan?
Because I didn't want to wash a bowl.
Then why is the stove on?
It's a challenge. I like to eat my cereal before the milk starts boiling.
Well, we want to know if you want to go to Vegas with us for Brooke Guy and Jeffy's birthday.
Vegas? Hell yeah, I want to go to Vegas. I ain't never been to Vegas. Wait, I'm broke as hell right now. Do I have to pay for anything?
Oh, no, I'm paying for the whole thing. I mean, I only have $75, but hey, I'm going to make it work.
Oh, I like this plan. We can do this. Hey, let's go right now then.
All right, let's go to Vegas.
All right, question for you fellas. Hat or no hat?
No hat.
Looks ugly.
Sorry.
All right, let's go to Vegas.
Vegas!
I like this.
Vegas!
Woo! But you guys can't bring those beers in the car.
We're not driving.
But if we get pulled over, it's still an open container.
Okay, Marvin, I'm a cop, all right? So you can open my container to my asshole and kiss it.
Got his ass.
Just get in the car.
All right, guys, you ready to start this 28-hour drive?
No.
28 hours? That's as long as my first marriage lasted. And if this drives anything like that, I'm going to get no pussy, I'm going to get bitched at the whole time, and I'm going to try to kill myself.
Yeah, that's the spirit, buddy.
Yeah, woo!
All right, let's go! 99 balls of piss on the wall, 99 balls of piss. Get a new bottle, piss in that one, 100 balls of piss on the wall. 100 balls of piss on the wall, 100 balls of piss. Take one down, piss in it again, 101 balls of piss on the wall.
Jeffy, stop.
Yeah, welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I want to be in the middle.
Guys, we're here.
We're here?
Yeah, uh-huh. This shitty-ass motel.
Oh, that doesn't look so bad. Hey, we're in Vegas! I'll go get us checked in. 203, this is us on the second floor. And just look at that view! Look at that view. You don't get a view like that in Florida, especially not for $25. Back home, they charge us at least $50. And look at that, we got a great view of the car wash. And look at that! A real Las Vegas shooting! How about that, guys? Now let's go check out this penthouse.
Did you say penthouse?
Yeah, he said this is the birthday penthouse for our birthday. Apparently it comes stocked with all the amenities we need. Oh my god. It's even better than I expected! Look at all the goodies!
I am not staying in this room.
Shit, it's a free room and a free vacation? I didn't pay shit. Look, I'm just ready for the strip club!
Guys, what if we stay at Circus Circus?
Nah, Marvin, fuck Circus Circus. This place is a circus. Just look at that piss stain. And those bed bugs are the biggest I've ever seen. That means they must be eating pretty good. And look, Marvin, they left us a complimentary mint on the pillow. I mean, yeah, it's like unwrapped and it's already wet, but that's room service.
Hey, dang, there's your shit on your pillow.
A shit? Now, calm down. Marvin, in some cultures, a shit might be a compliment. And you know what they say? Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And that guy's shit stayed here. Oh, look at this, Marvin. Complimentary blood.
blow and Percocets and lean. We're like rappers, Marvin. We should go to a gas station and get a Kodak camera so we can make a music video.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, what is that? Oh my god, Marvin, it's a tarantula. We don't even have to go to Australia because we're already in the desert.
Guys, you might want to come in here and check this shit out. This is weird.
Ooh, more goodies?
It's the biggest fucking cockroach I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it is. And look, he's smoking a cigarette. Cheers, little buddy. Oh, let's go check the bathroom.
Please, no.
Okay, the bathroom's not too bad. I like the green tile. Uh-oh, somebody forgot to flush. Just take care of that. Oh, and it just fills right back up with piss, huh? That means somebody pissed in the tank. How about that? Well, you know what they say. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, it'll still be yellow. Well, hey, let's see if they have a jacuzzi tub, huh? Oh, fuck. That is a human torso and a leg. Well, hey, maybe they don't saw in here. Yeah, you know what? That's okay. I'll just close this back up. I'm more of a shower man myself anyway.
Wait, should we call someone?
No. We better not. I don't want to go to jail. So let's just see if they have room service. Oh, man, I hope they have a burger or maybe lobster.
Ooh, a lobster would be my shit right now.
Oh, there's diarrhea on the phone. That's okay. I'm just going to put it on speaker.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, look at that. It goes straight to 911. No, ma'am, it's okay. We don't need help.
Oh, look at that. Oh, guys, I know you think this place is shitty, but it has a mini fridge. Some nice hotels don't even have that.
Well, they better have some food in that motherfucker, because I'm starving.
Yes, I'm on Crustables.
Let's find out. Oh, it's got a piece of bread. I don't know how long that's been in there. Ooh, what is this? Maybe a birthday snack? Huh. Open and sniff, please.
But don't do that.
Let's go find out what this is.
No, don't open and sniff it.
It says please, Marvin.
That's a cup of diarrhea.
What? Oh, my God, why?
I want to go home now.
Wait, I thought you said you wanted to stay. I thought you loved it here.
I was just trying to keep up spirits so everybody had a good time, but this is fucked up. Why would somebody shit in here? Why are they proud of the smell?
Yeah, who saves their shit for later?
Yeah, I think we should just go home.
No, guys, come on. This is just where we're going to put our stuff, okay? I mean, we're going to spend most of our time at the strip club and the casino and the brothel.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Are you scared of the diarrhea?
I think I remember this place.
Hold up. Open the door. I gotta throw my son in the bathroom.
Let me open the door. I got us the penthouse.
Oh, I feel like a princess. We go throw him in there. All right, Jeffy, sit in the bathtub and don't make any noise, because you're gonna throw me off and I'm not gonna get paid as much.
Oh, it's so hot.
Yeah, I know. Wait. I need to get paid half up front.
Oh, dear, let me grab the money. Here's your $5.
Oh, $5? Big spender.
What can I say? I got paid last three tickets.
Well, that means no protection.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. $10. You did good, Nancy. You did real good.
Wait, ma'am, I didn't get your name.
Nancy.
Well, Nancy, you left your kid in the bathtub.
Oh, shit, not again. Oh, my grandma.
That's fucked up, man.
What, you want to leave, Jeffy?
Yeah,
let's get out of here. Let's go to the casino, you know, win some money, and then we can go spend the money at the strip club. You know, it's our birthday at midnight, so let's get some strippers.
Hell yeah, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, Jeffy, let's go. Let's distract you.
Oh, careful. Gotta close the door. We don't want to let the asbestos out.
Oh, my bad.
Hold on to your butts, because here comes the most comprehensive vehicle combat game ever made. War Thunder. It's free to play, and you can get it on PC, gaming consoles, and even mobile. Their brand new mobile version is available on iOS and Android, which means you can take the massive multiplayer battles wherever you go and still have intuitive controls and impressive graphics. We're talking over 2,500 tanks, planes, helicopters, and ships from 10 major nations. Everything from teeny tiny planes from the 1920s to modern day fighter jets. And this is by far my favorite feature. The detail in this game is insane. Their realistic graphics and authentic sound effects make you feel it in your bones each time you shoot. Jump into epic PvP battles with over 95 million players around the world. This means you can make some new friends and then say hi to them with heavy artillery right to the face. Now listen up. If you use our links below to sign up, new players and returning players who haven't played in the last 6 months on PC or consoles get a massive bonus pack. This includes multiple premium vehicles, the exclusive Eagle of Valor vehicle decorator, 100,000 silver lions, and 7 days of premium account. It's only for a limited time, so stop standing around and grab it before it's gone. So click below, hop into battle, and I'll see you out there, soldier.
Now this is what I'm talking about! A casino where we can get rich!
Wait, we only have $20.
We're gonna turn that $20 into $20 million!
Be so serious!
Okay, $20,000!
Alright, look, we have $20, that's $5 each. Let's see if I can get change.
Nuh-uh, I think we should put it all in one bet. bet.
We're not going to bet all our money on one bet. Then we have to go home.
No, come on, Marvin. The easiest way to win money is blackjack.
Why don't you just call him Jack? Why do you have to point out that he's black?
Yeah.
No, it's a game.
Being racist is not a game.
No, it's been... Come on. Bam! I'd like to bet it all.
Holy shit! Full red chip going out!
Oh, look at that.
Do you even know how to play this game?
Of course I know how to play, Marvin. You try to get as close as you can to 21 without going over. Because if you go over, you bust, and you have to change your pants, and you lose. Oh, you also have to beat the dealer. Because if he has 21 and you have 21, then it's a tie, and you have to thumb wrestle. And look at my thumbs. Stiff as shit.
Okay, so just don't go over 21.
Exactly. Okay, 7. Yep. Ooh, 17.
Do you hit that?
Jesus, Marvin, no. You can't hit until she's at least 18. What the hell is wrong with you?
Don't bring your daughter around Marvin.
Well, that's not what I meant. You know that's not what I meant.
No,
so,
no.
Are you going to hit or not?
No, I don't know. How long do I have to think about it? Can I call my lawyer? I feel backed into a corner.
Are you going to hit or not?
No, don't hit. Don't hit. Ooh, 21.
What, did we win?
No. Hold on. Okay, let's see what he's got. Oh, 19. You suck. You fucking suck. We win. Yes.
We won money? Just like that?
Yes, just like that, Marvin!
Oh my god, it's so addicting! I want to bet my whole life savings!
You should!
Oh my god, okay, we can all play now. Everyone, give everyone chips.
Wait. Jeffy actually can't gamble until he's 21, so he has to wait until after midnight.
What, they don't know he's not 21.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have a way of checking his age.
Will everyone please show me your IDs?
I got your ID right here.
What's Jeffy?
He identifies as 21?
Okay, that works for me.
Really? Damn, I didn't think that would work.
Do you need my ID?
Marvin,
no.
Your ball spot already shows you're at least 30.
Okay, give everyone chips.
Okay, I got a 10.
I got a heart.
Ooh, a king.
What's an A?
It's a 1 or an 11.
Oh, I got an A. What's an A mean?
It's a 1 or an 11.
What, a queen already? Oh, it's my lucky day, boy. 20?
Okay, 16. Oh, shit, Jeffy got 21.
Oh, what's that mean?
You win.
Oh, I got paid already. I love this game.
Yeah, you're blackjack.
Jeffy already won.
Excuse me, sir, would you like to hit?
Oh, hell no, I'm going to stay. I already got 20.
And what about you, sir? Would you like to hit or stay? You are currently at 3 or 13.
I'm at 3 or 13.
Yeah, it's a 2 plus a 1 or an 11.
I'd like to hit.
Okay. That puts you at 6 or 16. Would you like to hit or stay?
I mean, I might as well hit.
That puts you at 9 or 19. You want to hit or stay?
I mean, it's 19 or 9?
Yeah.
Okay, so like if I hit, I mean, I could possibly get 21.
No, but you get 19, Martin.
Nah, I'm going to hit.
Okay. All right, that busts you on the 1, but you still have 12.
Okay.
You went down, Marvin. See, this is...
I'm at 12, but I could still get 21 if I get a 9. Hit.
Oh, that puts you at 14. Hit or stay?
I'm definitely hitting.
Oh, Jesus.
God, you're really risking it.
17.
Hit.
Marvin.
Well, come on.
What the fuck?
Oh, Jesus. 22. What? Bad breath.
Wait, I lost?
Yeah, Marvin, you kept hitting. It was so avoidable.
Wait, I thought I was going to get lucky.
Jesus Christ.
What about you, sir? Would you like to hit?
Yeah, hit me.
So what do you have?
Oh, hell yeah. 21.
Oh, come on.
Woo-hoo. Okay, let's see what he got. Oh,
I got 12. 22.
Oh, yeah, Marvin.
Wait, what's going on?
He busted. That means he didn't even have to hit that many times.
He'd be paying today, bitch.
Wait. So who all won?
Not you, nigga.
Not you. Wait. Fucking idiot.
Okay, you know what? I want to play a different game.
Yeah. I want to...
Sore loser.
I want to coin out. Is that what it's called? I want my coins. I'll just be taking these. Hell yeah, let's play some roulette. Are you having fun in Sin City? I always bet it all on red, see? You should too. Oh no, I'm good, thanks. I don't take betting advice from other people, especially not from the devil. So I'm gonna bet it all on black, because I have a black shirt.
That's what I'm talking about, my nigga. I'm gonna bet it on black too, because I have a black penis.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really like to bet with other people, because then I feel responsible for their money. So I'm just gonna move this over. Oh, yeah, I like that better, I think.
Maybe. Well, forget you then, nigga.
Why should I bet all my money on?
Jeffy, where'd you get all that money?
I won it.
Jeffy, I did not see you win all that money.
Well, I did, so I think I'm going to put all my money on black 20 because I'm 20 years old.
What? 21 years old is what he means because he used to be 20 and now he's 21. But Jeffy, the odds are 35 to 1. If you win, you win $70,000.
Yeah, something like.
Shit, that's a hell of a payday. But Jeffy, I don't think you should bet all your money on one number. Maybe just spread it out or bet on a color.
No, I think I'm going to leave it where it is.
Hey, he's a grown-ass man. Let him bet, shit.
Yeah, Marvin, he's 20 years old. I mean, he's 21 years old, and he'll be 22 at midnight.
No, I won't.
But I hate my fucking ass. Can you just spin, please?
Yeah, can you spin the thing?
Yes, I will spin right now.
No, now that he's spinning, I don't want it on odd. I'm going to bet on even.
Yeah.
Oh no, my friend always bets on even. Steven bet on even one time, and he lost everything, and he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, no, I'm gonna put it on odd. But then, my friend always bets on odd Todd. He also lost everything. I'm gonna put it on black, like Jack Black. He was in the Minecraft movie. That was okay. Oh, you can't watch.
No more changing your bet.
Okay, I'm done.
Black 20.
Black 20? Black 20?
That's what?
That's
who?
We got one? Ah, yeah!
Lost again.
I can't believe it. Did Jeffy really win $70,000?
Hell yeah, he did.
Oh my God. Yeah, Jeffy, you're rich.
Yeah.
All right, everyone grab your money. Let's get the hell out of here.
Well, I'm going to let it run.
What?
Wait,
I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
Let it ride.
No, Jeffy, it's not going to be black 22 times again. It's not going to do it again.
Let it ride.
No, it's not going to be black 20 again, Jeffy. Grab your goddamn money.
Let that motherfucker ride, bitch.
I mean, fuck it. Yeah, I'm keeping my bet.
What? No. Guys,
you're going to lose.
Guys, we came here with $20. We're going to leave with the... Grab your goddamn money, Jeffy.
Let it ride. Let that shit ride.
Let
get some
beers
over here.
Oh,
my God. Hop on that shit. That motherfucker
ride, boy. Oh, God, he spun it. It's not too late, Jeffy. You can grab your money back.
The humbug.
But it's $70,000.
But if he wins, it'll be $2.4 million. So just sit back and sip your beer.
It's not going to hit Block 20 twice.
Marvin, when a plane hit the World Trade Center, I said, there's no way a second plane's going to hit the World Trade Center. And then guess what? It did. And then I said, there's no way a plane's going to hit the Pentagon. And then guess what? That fucking happened too. And then I said, there's no way a plane's going to crash in a field in Pennsylvania. And then after that happened, I don't rule anything out anymore.
Batty, when that bitch hits, I'm going to stand on my head and butt chug this beer.
Oh my God. Okay, I'll start drinking.
Black 20 again!
Black 20!
I'm butt chugging beer in there!
Ain't no fucking way!
$2.4 million!
Cash the fuck out! Let's go to the strip club!
Yes!
Yeah.
Woo!
Fuck yeah.
Marvin, this is the best 48th birthday I've ever had.
Fuck yeah. Jeffy, have a good time.
Hell yeah, gang. Boobies.
Oh, I'm loving Vegas. It is everywhere.
Hey, my name's Crystal, like the meth.
Oh, shit. Marvin.
Yeah.
Is she hot as fuck, or am I just really drunk?
Oh, shit. She looks like Pennywise. My dick's about to be Georgie's arm.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, gang. I think I remember this place.
What, really?
All right, Jeffy, you're going in the locker while Mommy's at work. Go in, get in there. All right, time to shine.
Coming up next on stage, we have Fish Lips.
I'm a star.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a woman. Hey, over there.
Hey there, big boy.
Your boobs look like an airplane deck pillow.
How'd you like to put your neck on them?
Oh, yeah.
I'll stuff a dollar between them.
Don't gotta tell me twice.
Now pull it out with your teeth. My good boy. Now spit it on me. Oh, yeah.
You're perfect. How much to get you back to my place?
$10.
Deal.
Okay, let me just grab my baby out of the locker. Hey, Ricky, clock me out for the night. I got a customer. All right, Jeffy, we're leaving. Oh, you nasty little piece of shit. Come out of here. Mommy's gonna do some nasty work to earn some diapers.
Jeffy, do you need to leave?
Oh, no, I'm golden.
Okay, good. Fuck yeah.
Can I give you boys anything to drink?
Yeah, we want the most expensive alcohols you have. Because if we have $2 million and it's our birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, that who needs more money? Fuck yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna go piss, so go dance while my daddy.
No, hell no, come dance with me, baby.
Yeah, get that pee-pee loving.
Hello, it is me, and I'm here with world-renowned painter Jean-Pierre Francois, where he's showing off his exclusive art collection here at the Wynn Casino in Las Vegas. This collection has never been seen before by human eyes, so Jacques, please walk us through your collection.
This first painting is called Maasenlinner. Guess why?
Why?
Well, you see, I sat on some paint naked, and then I sat on the canvas, and then left an imprint of Maasenlinner.
Wow, truly original. Now, what about this piece, Jacques?
This piece is called The Mime, because it is a painting of a mime.
That indeed it is. Now, right here, I see nothing. So, did you already sell a piece, Jacques?
No. You see, I was going to hang a painting here, and then I said, no, it is perfect. It's just a nail in a wall. So I call this a nail in a wall.
Very beautiful. Now,
what about this?
This is called multiple skid marks. You see, I put the paint in my asshole, and then I scoot it across the canvas like a dog.
Oh, absolutely inspiring. Now, what about this?
This is called woman running very fast with a watermelon. You see, this is the watermelon, and she is so fast she is a blur.
Oh, absolutely breathtaking. Now, Jacques, please explain this piece, because I'm not quite sure what I'm looking at.
This is my piece de la resistance. I call this, I am never having children ever.
And why is that?
Because I cut off my ballsack and I taped it to the canvas.
No way! You cut off your testicles and put it on the canvas?
I sure did.
No one has ever done that in the name of art. That is truly an original piece by Jacques-Pierre Francois. So if you would like to purchase this piece, come here.
Oh my god, is that actually your ball?
It sure is.
I love it. I want to buy it. I'll give you $1 billion.
$1 billion?
Yes, as long as you do not have kids.
Oh, well, I do not, and I cannot now that I have cut off my ballsack.
Okay, perfect. I'll meet you here tomorrow with $1 billion, as long as you don't have kids.
No kids for me.
And you are sure you just bought
it? Yes, in the bathroom. Oh, what is that?
But you are wrong.
Whoops! What is that? Stupid mom!
Whoops! No babies,
so you are telling me that these boys have never produced the seed to go inside the woman to be giving her birth?
No.
Hey, Jack, remember me? You got my mommy pregnant and then fucking left.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, is this your son?
No, I do not have children.
Look at my fucking face. You see? I look just like this goofy motherfucker. If this is true and he's your son, then the deal is off.
No, this is not my son. This is a trespasser. He is clearly drunk. You stay here. Come with me.
Oh, look at that. My daddy taking me somewhere. That's a fucking first. Oh, where are you taking me? On a father and son fishing trip? That would require you to actually be a fucking dad.
I do not go fishing. Jeffy, why are you here? What do you want?
Well, I had to go in the bathroom, and then I saw your stupid face. And then I said, I have something to say to him.
Okay, Jeffy, what do you want? Do you want money? I will write you a check to leave me alone.
I don't need your fucking money. I just won $2.4 million in the casino. So you can eat my fucking ass.
Okay, if you don't want money, what do you want?
I don't want to ruin your fucking life. I'm going to go tell Al-Qaeda over there that I'm your son.
No,
you have a pipe cleaner dick.
No, I'll do anything. I will take you to the Plaza San Blas.
Wait, really?
Yes, oui. Where are you staying?
Oh, I'm up in the strip club right now trying to get pink eye. And I had to go in the bathroom.
Oh, okay, we can get pink eye together, okay?
Okay, really?
Yes. I will be there soon.
All right, well, first I have to piss.
Oh.
Okay, I'll see you up there.
He is pissed on my floor. I have to get rid of him.
So, was he your son or not?
No. He was just a drunk man trying to get money. You know how it is when you are famous. Everybody wants a piece.
Well, I'm going to go try and find him and ask him if he's your son.
No, that's okay, because he is not my son. Whatever. Merde! I have to kill Jeffy. But, I know. I could roofie his drink at the strip club and then throw him out of an aeroplane. And it would look like a skydiving accident. Yes.
All right, Crystal. The 4 drinks you ordered are ready.
Thanks, Bob.
Not so fast.
Who are you?
I am the drink inspector.
Drink inspector?
Oui. I am here to make sure the drinks do not have the alcohol poisoning. It is a new Vegas rule.
All right.
Oh, no. It is as I expected. They have the alcohol poisoning. I have to fix it with these anti-alcohol poisoning pills. One for you. And one for you. There we go. Now you can serve them.
Thanks.
Hey, boss, can you inspect mine?
Sure. There you go.
Here's y'all's drinks.
God, you're so fucking hot. Ooh, it smells expensive and looks drugged, but I don't give a shit. This is Vegas, baby.
Fuck yeah, drink our drinks.
Hey, Dad, you'll never guess who I saw at the bathroom.
Who?
Santa Claus.
That's fucking sick. Everyone drink that expensive ass drink. It's expensive as shit in here. And guys, let's everyone. Oh shit. I wish I was him. Hey, I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna wish Jeffy a happy birthday. And happy birthday, everybody. And let's get drunk in this bitch. Party all night long.
Okay, this is your room. The guy at the front desk gave me a key because of Kelsey did.
Because you are so handsome.
Oh, stop it, you. Now you stay here and be on the lookout while I go in and grab Jeffy.
Okay.
I'll get 3,000. Let's get started, baby.
Bob, you put that fucking thing in the fridge. I want frozen bacon for dinner, and you gotta do what I say, because I'm gonna...
I got the guy's tattoo from the Hangover.
Fuck yeah, you did?
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Bob. Hop off on the TV. Oh, hey, Dad. Where are we going?
Hey, does my nose ring look infected?
My dick's gonna look infected when I get done having sex with whatever this creature is. Let's go!
Yeah, you gotta close the fridge. Bob, you gotta close. Bob, let me sit on it.
Okay, I got him.
Dad, are we gonna go play catch? Cause last time we played catch, the ball kept hitting the ground cause you were never there.
Quiet, you.
Well, are we going somewhere? Cause I got the keys to my car and I'll drive.
Perfect, to the car! Quick, Mr. Cordo, grab my bursack out so we can take it to Perry in the morning and I can get my billion dollars.
But, Joke, aren't you supposed to meet the buyer here?
No, it is too risky. And I must meet him in Perry and throw Jeffy out of my aeroplane.
Are we taking my car or not?
This is a brilliant idea. I will tie up Jeffy and put him in the car and then drop it from the aeroplane. Then the car will be unrecognizable.
Joke, you are a genius.
Grab the out.
I will grab your balls.
Whoa, how did we afford a hotel this nice? Karen? What the hell are you doing in Vegas?
Who's Karen?
God, ow, my head! Whoa, what the fuck? What the fuck happened to my hair?
You're my beautiful bald angel.
No, don't you call me that. We didn't... Did me and you?
Uh-huh, all night long.
No. Ew. Morbid, where are you? I hooked up with like a transsexual or an ugly bitch or something, and Peppa Pig's got a pickle dick. Where are you? Morbid! Well, what the fuck, Marvin? Why do you have Mike Tyson's face tattoo?
I have Mike Tyson's face tattoo?
You said you wanted to look like the guy from The Hangover.
Who the fuck is that?
I'm Bob.
What's on your face?
This mask. You made me wear it and then you sat on my head.
What? I did not sit on your head. I did not do that.
Marvin, you have a nose piercing.
My nose is pierced?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I have a face tattoo. My nose is pierced and I got it up my ass.
Yeah, well, I hooked up with that thing.
Yo-ho.
We all hooked up with that thing.
Oh, you know, I want to grab all my shit and I want to get out of Vegas. I don't know why the fuck we're here, but
yeah.
Well, where's Jeffy?
Wait, where's Chef Pee Pee?
Jeffy! Jeffy! There's a chicken in the kitchen!
A chicken?
Yeah, a chicken.
How'd that get here?
Wait, what happened to your hair?
I don't know, and I'm scared.
Oh, there's Chef Pee Pee. Hey, Chef Pee Pee, wake up!
Oh, not right now, bro. Let the nigga sleep. It's too damn bright.
No, wake up and look where you're at.
Oh, what do you want, Marvin? Oh, my God! What happened to your face? You look like Mike Tyson! Hey, whoa! What happened to you? You're bald as hell. Are you a skinhead?
No, I don't know.
Wait, who's this?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, what's up? Damn, it's a baddie.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, badass. Hey, how you doing?
You owe me $3,000.
$3,000? What the? Hold on, let me check my bank account. What the fuck? What happened to my damn phone?
Wait, you're upset about your phone? Look at my face. I had a face tattoo and a nose piercing. I had a finger in my ass all night.
Whoa, what the hell have you been up to, Marvin?
I don't know. We gotta find Jeffy and let's just get out of Vegas. I'm gonna see if there's any water in the fridge.
Yeah,
I am so hungover.
Peppa Pig's over there with a pickle.
Oh,
get the pig off me!
There it is!
Give me your piggy!
Get the pig off me!
Give me your piggy!
Oh,
Okay, you know what? Screw the water. I just want to find Jeffy and let's leave this goddamn hotel.
Yeah.
All right, look for Jeffy. Look every room. Jeffy! Jeffy, the party's over. It's time to go.
Marvin, I just checked in every bedroom. He's not in there.
Yeah, I checked the balcony, too. He's not out there, either.
Wait, you think he jumped over?
No, there would have been a commotion.
You're right. I don't know where Jeffy is. Look around. Maybe there's some clues. Maybe he left a note or something.
Oh, well, one of us came in first place at something.
Yeah, that was the boldest man competition, and you wanted to win.
Well, fuck.
Damn, you were destined to win, Marvin.
What is it? Everyone focus. Okay, wait. Jump on that. Ask that thing if she saw Jeffy.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, ma'am, sir, they, them, whatever. Have you seen a kid in a yellow shirt?
Oh, yeah, I saw him last night. He left the strip club with a guy in a striped shirt.
A striped shirt?
What a minute?
Well, how about we go back to the strip club and ask them if they got the guy's ID or if they know who that guy is?
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, let's do that.
Damn, Marvin, the place is really nice. It's like a penthouse.
Yeah, who paid for this?
It definitely wasn't me who paid for it.
Come here, you motherfucker!
Now, I wonder where we met that fella.
Okay, let's just go to the strip club so we can find Jeffy. Hold on, my phone's ringing.
Are you going to pay me my $3,000?
Of course, baby, of course I am. I'm going to the ATM right now.
I'll charge you $5,000 if you want to do it real quick again.
Give me 2 seconds, bro.
Hurry up.
Hello?
Marvin, what the fuck? Why am I looking at a $15,000 charge on your credit card? $15,000 for a hotel room.
That is not me. You should dispute that right now.
Marvin, I have a tracker in your ass, and it says you're at the Fontainebleau. Is that a goddamn pig I hear?
No, I'm on a farm. I'm not at the... You talk to him.
Okay. Hello?
Who the fuck is this?
Wrong number.
Okay. All right.
All right, I'm good, guys. Go, nigga, go. I'm not paying ass.
Dad, why are you doing this to me?
Because I'm not going to let a stupid little accident like you cost me billions. Bon voyage.
Dad, no!
Chuck, the rope is secure for the murder.
Shut up, you idiot. We're ready to take off.
Hey, real quick before we take off, is that a car that's just been tied to the plane?
Yes, I would like to transport it to Perry.
Okay, but we're not really that kind of plane. That doesn't really seem safe.
I don't pay you to think. I pay you to fly planes.
Okay, but I'm just saying it's probably going to cause a lot of drag. Oh, whatever.
Okay, we were all here last night, but don't remember anything. We gotta ask someone that might remember.
Oh, ask the bartender.
I am the bartender.
What the hell, Bob? Why didn't you say something?
I don't remember shit. I don't even know where I got this mask.
Okay, someone ask the stripper if she saw Jeffy.
All right, I'll do my thing. Hey, sweet cheeks. Were we here last night?
Yeah, you guys were here.
Okay. So was there a kid with a blue helmet and a yellow shirt on?
Yeah, I was grinding on him.
Oh, okay. Did he leave with us when we left?
Yeah.
Ooh, was I bald when we left?
Yeah.
Okay, so the bald competition was here.
Yeah, you won first place.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so where did I get this tattoo?
Bob gave it to you.
What? Bob, you gave me a fucking tattoo, didn't tell me?
Yeah, I do tattoos.
What, you just said you don't remember anything.
I don't after the tattoo.
Okay, who pierced my nose?
Oh, you did that yourself with a paperclip.
Oh, shit, Marvin, that is a paperclip.
Okay, listen, we gotta figure out what's going on. So where is Jeffy?
Hey, that blonde that was stripping here, you know if she got an STD?
Oh, she has tons of them.
Oh, not my lucky day.
Okay, listen, ma'am, did we say where we were going to go when we left here?
Yeah, you said you were going to go steal a chicken and a pig.
Well, we did do that.
Oh, God, I can't remember anything. Where could Jeffy be?
Freeze! Get on the ground! Nobody move!
Oh, thank God the cops are here. My son is...
I said get on the ground!
Okay.
Except for you. You get up and keep dancing.
Gary, focus.
My bad. You guys are going downtown.
What, for what?
I said stop asking questions. Come on. You two are the chef.
Well, it's Ricardo. I'm about to get away with murder and get $1 billion. Laugh with me, it's Ricardo. That is enough. I will now cut the rope, like the app game, dropping the cow, and killing my son. Hoya!
The cow! It hit the ground! Do you think he could have survived?
Even if he did, he won't survive. The bomb I put in the cow! Bon voyage!
What a beautiful explosion!
Oui, he was incinerated. The $1 billion is mine. Laugh with me, it's Ricardo.
Oh! Chuck, look, a parachute!
Sacré bleu! What the fuck? How is this possible? He was tied up with a rope! There was no parachute in the car!
$30 billion is not yours!
Not if I have anything to say about it! Pilot!
The pilot!
Please don't stand in front of me when I'm trying to fly the plane! This is a single-engine aircraft. If I hit a bird, I ain't no silly.
You see the guy with the parachute down there?
Yeah?
Kill him with the plane!
What?
Hit him with the wing of the plane and kill him!
What are you, crazy? That's worse than hitting a bird!
He's going to cost me $1 billion! Hit him!
Let go of the controls, goddammit! You're going to make us crash! Let go of the controls, goddammit!
I just need to kill him!
What the hell's wrong with you? You trying to hijack this plane? You one of those Al-Qaedas?
God damn it, they missed!
Oh no! We're stalling! I can't recover! We're going to crash! Fuck! Fuck!
It's
I can't, goddammit, this is your fucking fault! Well, we're doomed. Say goodbye to your loved ones on the black box. Hey, Loretta, it's me, Chief. Remember that time you thought I cheated on you at the laundromat with that Asian lady? Well, I did. She gave me a sloppy toppy, but I am sorry.
It's for God to throw me my cigar. I will not die without cancer in my lungs. Yes, sir! Okay, God, I am ready.
Good thing I always keep a pair of shoes and a pair of scissors under the seat of my car.
Why is this room so dark? Where are we? Oh God, that light is bright.
What the hell is going on?
You boys might tell me where you were last night.
See, that's the thing. We don't really remember.
The strip club, yeah, casino.
Kind of all over the place.
How convenient.
Listen, my son Jeffy's missing. Can you help me find him?
Oh, your son. You mean accomplice for the murders?
Murder?
No.
We did not murder anyone.
Oh, murder something. That pussy!
Sorry, I admit it!
So the guy you murdered was a pussy. A little bitch.
It definitely wasn't a guy. It was a woman.
So you murdered a woman.
Well, she was a hooker.
He didn't pay her, though.
So you stole.
Oh, it's all coming together. So let me get this straight. You all slept with the hooker. And when she wanted to get paid, you got mad. So you killed her, cut her up, and put her in the bathtub with acid to get rid of the body.
Oh, that body. Yeah, I saw those bodies.
This is a big misunderstanding. Those bodies were actually already at the hotel when we checked in.
Yeah, I can vouch. I saw them.
How convenient. Convenient.
You boys mind telling me why your fingerprints were all over the toilet then?
Oh, yeah, well, you see, when we flushed the toilet, just more piss came out, and it was just, so we had to flush the toilet.
A lot of piss.
Yeah.
And why didn't you call the cops?
Well, for this exact reason.
Yeah.
I mean, this looks bad.
Yeah.
You know, there were also fingerprints on the phone, too. So let me get this straight. You all slept with the hooker.
Well, no, hold on, no. Only he slept with her.
Yeah, only me.
I wish I did. I mean, mine was pretty ugly.
Yeah, I sat on a middle finger in my ass.
Oh.
Okay, so he slept with the hooker,
yep.
And then when she wanted to get paid, you all got mad. So she ran to the phone to call the cops, but you killed her and shoved the phone up her ass, which is why it has shit on it.
Well, see, actually, there was already shit on the phone. I don't know. I'm just as confused as you.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Well, listen. I want a lawyer and a judge, and we don't have time for all this.
Oh, that's going to be kind of hard to do since the judge is out of town. It's going to be 3 months.
Where is the judge going?
Cava.
Gary, come talk to me.
Okay.
Get us out of here. Aren't you a cop? Can't you talk to them?
Well, I don't know what to do. I mean, we could try bribing them. That works on me.
Well, okay, so, Jeffy has $2 million. We could just offer to pay him, maybe $100,000.
Yeah, good idea. Oh, shit, they're coming back. Hey, the guy we're looking for has $2 million.
Yeah, and we'll give you $100,000 if you let us go.
Well, that's not going to be necessary. You guys are free to go.
Wait, really? Why?
Well, this guy came in named Admits to Murder Mike, and he confessed to the crime, so you're free to go.
Huh, I think I went to high school with him.
How convenient.
Oh, well, since we're free to go and you guys have nothing better to do, can you help me find my son? He wears a yellow shirt and he has a blue helmet on his head, and we also are missing our car. It's a yellow car that says Jeffy on the side.
Gary, didn't we just get a call about a yellow car dangling from an airplane?
Yeah, but that one had a kid's face on the front.
Oh, but my son's car has his face on the front.
How convenient.
No, I'm being serious. Like, can you guys, like,
let's get away from this liar.
No, I'm not a liar. Oh, Jeffy's car was hanging from an airplane.
Okay, I don't really know what to do with that information.
If they heard about it, it must be on the news or TikTok. Let's go back to the strip club. They have TVs.
What, Marvin?
Strip club?
Bob!
Oh, you guys got bailed out already?
Cool.
Oh, can you turn the news on? We need to see the news.
Sure.
breaking news, MK. World-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois has reportedly died in a plane crash when his private jet randomly nosedived. This is the last recording air traffic control received. Truly heartbreaking. There are also reports that when the plane took off, there was a yellow car hanging by a rope from the aircraft that may have caused damage leading to the catastrophic crash.
Jeffy's car was attached to that plane. That means Jeffy's dead.
Well, looks pretty good.
Oh, damn, on his birthday?
Oh, that's really fucked up.
Oh, my God. What? Rose is probably calling me. I can't tell her that Jeffy just died. Oh, my God. I have to tell her in person. Fly me home. Get me home and book me the first flight. We gotta tell her in person.
Who the fuck's Jeffy?
Well, where am I going?
Up the stairs, buddy.
Oh, that's a lot of stairs.
It's okay, we're taking one at a time.
I'm about to fall.
No, hold on the handrail.
Drunk ass.
One foot in front of the other.
Okay, I'm trying to get in here.
Marvin, where have you been? Why haven't you been answering my phone calls? Oh, my God, what is that on your face? Did you get your nose pierced? Are you bald?
Well, he's always been bald.
No, I'm talking about you!
Oh, yeah, I won a contest, actually.
And what's wrong with you?
I definitely caught something. I don't know what the hell it was, but that bitch was a dirty bitch.
You went to the toilet seat in the Taco Bell?
What? No, hell nah. I ain't had no Taco Bell, but I definitely ate a taco, and that bitch was flaming.
Marvin, what is going on? Where's Jeffy?
Okay, so don't get mad, but Jeffy...
You remember the time we thought he died in an explosion?
Yes.
Well, this time we're pretty sure he really did die in an explosion.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, he died.
Marvin, no, wait, what? What's happening? Are you messing with me?
Okay, don't get upset. This good news. It was a plane crash. He died in a plane crash.
How is that better?
Oh, you know he didn't suffer. It was like, ow,
oh, instant.
Instead of like cancer, you gotta suffer.
No, it's okay. Listen, I'm sorry. He drank a lot on the plane right here. Yeah, he just didn't know how to tell you.
Wait, but Jeffy's gone? Jeffy's dead? I can't believe you let this happen, Marvin!
Okay, baby, I have a really bad headache. Hey, if you could just tone it down, please, we could cry later.
I can't believe I ever let him go to Vegas with you!
Okay, now you're starting to make me think you think it's my fault.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff happens.
Yeah, I don't think... Who's at the door?
I mean, it can't be Jeffy, right?
Hey, baby, there's someone at the door. It could be Jeffy.
Okay, we can
talk. Yeah, let's go see.
Yeah.
Hello?
What's up, guys?
Bob!
Who is that?
Oh, that's Bob. He wrestles pigs. He's fucking awesome.
That's the finger I saw. I went up my butt.
What?
That's us, Daddy.
Jeffy?
Jeffy, oh my God!
I would love to hear how this happened.
Alright, so peep shit. My daddy kidnapped me.
Marvin!
No, not this daddy. First daddy. He kidnapped me, tied me up, and threw me in the back of the PP Cruiser. Then he picked that bitch up with an airplane and then dropped it from the sky. But fortunately, I had a parachute and a pair of scissors under the front seat of my car for this exact moment to happen. And when I parachuted down, I parachuted into bumfuck, found Big Bob, and then we trekked all the way back to this bitch on some Forrest Gump shit. I was running.
Sir Jeffy's alive, baby, see?
Oh, my God, Jeffy!
Peas and carrots.
So, the only thing we can do now is party!
Yeah!
Yeah, Big Bob!
Yeah!
Big Bob, come on.
Come on, Big Bob.
So, Marvin, about the tattoo, can you get it removed?
Hey... Yeah, can you remove this tattoo on my face?
I can try.
Okay. Can I get this STD removed?
That depends on which one.
Hmm.
Hey, Bob, don't get dizzy, buddy.
I'm not.
I don't want him throwing up in that mask. Oh, by the way, Bob asked if he could live here till January. He seems cool.
Oh, shit.
He's getting dizzy.
I think he's good. You can stop, Bob. It's all right. No, I think he likes it.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I gotta think for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I gotta think for pickles.
They tried to lock me up, but they didn't have a case. Nope. Got a jury scared they couldn't look.
Can't forget to thank War Thunder again for sponsoring today's video. Make sure to check them out for free on PC, console, or on mobile, and use the links below to register. Players who are new or haven't...
Hey, Daddy, can we watch a scary movie? I want to watch something so scary it'll make me poo my underoos, like...
No, Jeffy, we're not going to watch a scary movie.
Marvin, I think you don't want to watch one because you're too scared.
No, I'm not scared. I just know Jeffy's going to get scared.
Jeffy's not scared of anything!
You cried, threw up, and ran away when we watched Hotel Transylvania.
Well, it's because I don't like vampires. Oh, vampire dick. Such blood and shit.
Ooh, I found a movie called Terrifier. It's supposed to be the scariest movie ever.
I don't think we should watch that. That sounds lame.
Marvin, I think we should watch it.
No, I just think Terrifier sounds like a stupid name. I bet it's not even scary.
Oh, you're scared.
I'm not scared. I just don't want to give Jeffy nightmares.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared either.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll put on Terrifier, but I'll turn it off if Jeffy gets too scared.
Honey, the door, it's knocking.
Well, answer it. It's probably the pizza.
Oh, yeah, the pizza we ordered. Can you get it? I'm kind of busy.
I can't. I'm in the bathroom.
Well, how long is it going to be? Is it number one or number two?
Number two.
Ew, I didn't even think girls did that.
Can you please answer the door and get the pizza?
Okay. This is so far. Whoa, that's scary. I like that. Yeah, I guess it is almost Halloween. It makes sense you guys would be wearing costumes. Hey, honey, if you weren't taking a shit, you could see this delivery guy's awesome costume. I love that. You even got, like, pizza sauce on there? That's great. Anyway, how much do I owe you? It's a medium pepperoni. Can't be more than, like, 20 bucks, right? Sorry if there's a smell. My wife's taking a wicked shit, Duke, in there. Here, 20 out of cover, right? Just that little puffball. Maybe right in your hand. There you go. Wow, they must pay you guys a lot, huh? You got my pizza in a garbage bag? That's kind of weird, but cool. Now, what is that for? Oh, you're going to cut my pizza for me. That's awesome. Thank you. Oh, I see what's going on here. You just want my pizza for yourself.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're not pizza.
There's so much blood.
Yucky.
Oh my God. That's disgusting. Oh.
All right, I'm out of the bathroom. Did you get the pizza? Oh, come on. It doesn't smell that bad.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Hey, why'd you turn that off?
Jeffy, that movie is awful. You shouldn't be watching things like that.
It's too bloody and gory, and it's going to traumatize you.
But I want to watch it!
Maybe when you're older.
I'm 20.
But mentally...
Say it, because I'll cancel you so hard.
Come on, baby, let's go to the room and watch something else.
That's what I thought, bitch!
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude, I'm bored. Junior, Jeffy's in my seat. Move him or I'm going home.
Well, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Well, I was watching a movie, but then my twat waffle crotch-sniffing shit-ass dookie diaper-wearing fuckhead parents said I couldn't keep watching it because it was too inappropriate.
Wow, you seem really mad about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
What was the name of the movie?
The movie was called Terrifier.
Well, that sounds terrifying.
Well, not really. It was just full of blood and shit.
When I have blood in my shit, I get terrified, but that's probably because of all of my anal polyps. I have three.
Ooh, dude, you should go to the doctor.
I have. They've done biopsies. I have pictures.
Oh, God, you're oversharing now.
Hey, you're the one who was concerned, and don't even get me started on my hemorrhoids.
Wait, is that when you have a big meat bag hanging out of your ass?
Meat bag? No, it's more like a blood balloon, but I said don't get me started.
So the movie was called Terrifier?
Yeah!
Well, we should watch it with you. That'd be so fun.
Well, I would, but I can't get past the parental controls. I don't know how to turn the TV on.
Well, have you tried pressing the green button that says power?
I have not.
I would try that one, champ.
Right. Oh, look, Cody, you fixed it!
Thank you.
please, don't kill me, please!
Oh, God. I think I'm dead. Because it's disgusting.
You guys are wussies, but with a P. Pussies.
Oh, guys, I can't handle gore like that. I think I'm just going to go home and take some nausea medicine. I'll see you later, Junior.
Yeah, I don't feel good after seeing that. I'm going to see if Chef, if he can give me something to stop being sick.
All right, Cody, I gave you your nausea medicine. Now I'm going to read you a bedtime story. I'm going to read you Hop on Pop, and then I'm going to hop on your pop later.
Oh, yeah, she's going to go Lola Bunny on my penis.
But, Mom, I don't want you to read me Hop on Pop. I want you to read me El Gato and Sombrerado. Now, Cody, you know we don't speak that Chinese.
You know we ain't past Columbia class.
Mom, it's Spanish. Well, it doesn't matter, Cody. You're getting Hop on Pop or you're getting nothing. Mm. Now I got to read this to get in the mood.
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
Skip all this bullshit. That's not hot at all. Oh, there it is. All tall. We are all tall. Now, me and you aren't tall, Cody, but black NBA basketball players are tall.
Yep, like LeBron James.
It's true. Oh, what a man. All small. We are all small, but your father's not small.
Mm-mm, hung like a horse with elephantitis.
It's true, Cody. It's gigantic. Help, Cody. I don't know what to do with it. It's fucking massive. It's like sucking on a pool noodle. Ball wall. Sometimes your father's balls hit the wall.
Not my favorite position, but it's still fun, ain't it?
Like a goddamn wrecking crew, Cody. Ooh. Just a wrecking ball just going right in there. Yeah, you gotta have somebody patch the drywall. I think I'm ready now. Come on, Tyrone. Call your buddies. I don't think you're gonna be enough for me tonight.
Oh, you know I got them on speed dial, baby. Let's Ooh. Go.
All right, Cody. If you need anything, don't come into the bedroom unless you want to see your mommy getting shish kebabbed.
Yeah, Cody. You ever seen that movie Hoes with Shia LaBeouf? Yeah, your mama hoes, and I'm gonna be Stanley Illness. Yeah, we got a bunch of shovels. My homeboy Tyrese, he gonna be Zero. Yeah, and Lorenzo, yeah, that's my other homeboy. He gonna be Armpit, cause he kinda stink, but you know, we can go judge him.
It's true. Good night, Cody.
Digging up.
My parents are such perverts. Alright, Ken, you can stop. I don't think it's gonna happen tonight. Let's just go to sleep. Oven's on high heat. I just need you to put your cookies in.
Mm-mm, no, baby. We gotta wait for the homeboys to get here. They got cookies to put in your oven, too.
But you could get your cookies started while we're waiting for them.
No, they're gonna show up and then my cookies be done and they think my cookies finished fast. And then I'll be bored having to watch them bake their cookies with you.
Oh, but Tyrone, my oven's just so hot and ready.
See, they're going to my homeboys right now. I told you all you gotta do is be patient, baby.
Is that Tyrese or Lorenzo?
I don't know, but he got a silly-ass clown costume on. I told you we doing hoes, not it. Damn, you're supposed to be either Zero or Armpit. I'm Stanley Hellnuts.
I'm the hoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, at least you got a damn shovel. Now get on over here and watch out for them yellow spotted lizards.
I bite.
All right, you get the head, and I'm going to get that tail.
Be gentle.
Oh, what the hell? That's not what I meant. Damn, not neither of us get anything. Oh, now I got to go to my side chick house. Come on.
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm nauseous.
Me too, Junior.
What's wrong with you?
I made a stupid bet that the Yankees would win the World Series, but they're down 3-0.
Oh, God.
I know.
What'd you bet?
I bet my life.
What, your life?
Yes.
What would you have won?
I would have won a Corvette.
What, you bet your life for a Corvette?
Yeah, them things are fast as hell. You ain't seen the new ones?
Who'd you make this bet with?
The stupid clown at the bar. I was down bad.
Is that him?
That's him, Junior! He
Look, Mr. Cloud, look. It's, the World Series isn't over. We got one more game. Just chill out. You know what I'm talking about? Woo, 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 turn around.
The clown from the Terrifier movie. He's behind me.
You mean Art?
Art?
Yeah, that's his name, Art.
Like the painting and drawing?
Yeah, I know. It's fucking gay.
Maybe it's short for Arthur.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't...
Ah, there he is right there!
Oh, fuck that! It's time to play Whack the A-Hole!
What? Did you kill him?
I guess so, Junior.
Let's go jump him to make sure.
Let's go jump his shit! I'm gonna finish you once and for all!
Wait, Jeffy, look! This trash bag! It has a bunch of weapons in it, like a saw and a chainsaw and a knife.
Oh, hand me that saw, Junior!
Oh, okay. You might want to grab that real quick.
I'm gonna cut his head off!
What? Oh, God! Oh, it's so gory and bloody!
I got it, Junior!
Oh, God, you cut his head off! Oh!
Yay, onion rings.
There's no way.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring. Answer the phone, Mob Ips. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Mob Ips, please give me $50 for the new Call of Duty skins on the bottle pad.
No, Doug, I'm not giving you $50. I'm not giving you any money.
But Mob Ips, please, I really need the new Call of Duty skins and the bottle pad.
I'm not giving you any money, Doug, because you never paid back any of the money I've lent you. Do you have the money you owe me?
Oh, sorry, Mob Ips. I'm driving through a tunnel right now.
I know you're not driving through a tunnel, Dougie.
Wait, how you know?
Because I'm talking to stupid cop phones.
Oh. Mob Ips, please give me the $50 for the new Call of Duty skins and the bottle
pad. No, I'm not giving you any money when you need.
But please, Mom, it's not even work for it.
Okay, you want a job? How about this? I'll give you $5 to take out the trash.
Okay, so if I do it 5 more times, you give me 50?
5 times 5 is not 50, Dougie.
Well, the numbers is too big for me to understand. How many more times I got to do it?
You have to do it 10 more times.
But that'd be $500. I mean, if you want to give me $500.
No, it would not. Count to 5 10 times, Dougie.
That's going to take so long. And even if I count to 5 10 times, it's still going to be 5.
There's no way someone's that fucking stupid. Listen, Dougie. Look, just go take out the trash. I'm not giving you any more money. Look, you go ask someone else for the other $45.
Well, I don't need $45. I need $50.
Baby, explain. Please, I'm leaving.
Hey, I guess we'll take that trash.
Man, where the trash cans at?
Man, I guess I'll just put it in the mailbox because the mailman and trash man must be best of friends. Well, I broke that.
Man, it won't fit.
I'll just put it on top. That'd be good. Oh, well, I don't give a shit because my bitch only paid me $5.
What? Look at your coming with us.
Yo, what's going on? Help! Oh, help! Help me!
Do you have Rodrigo's $500,000?
I don't have any money.
Roll this.
Owie!
You better have our money by tomorrow. We're going to break your kneecaps.
But I don't have kneecaps.
Then we'll kill you. Oh. Kick his ass out.
Go with boss. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. or you're dead.
How am I going to get $500,000 by tomorrow?
Oh, I have the worst headache ever. Dougie was just too stupid for my brain.
Oh, I know, Marvin. But don't worry. The Excedrin will kick in soon.
Ring, 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 ring.
I'm not answering this time, Dougie.
All right, fine. Let it go to voicemail. Ring, 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 ring.
Voicemail? There's no voicemail. It's a cop phone.
You've reached Marvin. I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Marvin. It's your boy, Dougie. And I was just wondering if you could give me $500,000 to pay back Rodrigo.
$500,000? Why would you need that kind of money?
Because I got to pay back Rodrigo $500,000 for sports bets.
Well, why would anyone ever give you that kind of money?
Because I told them that the Kansas City Peeps was going to win the Super Bowl, but they ain't played so good and they lost.
Well, I think that's on Rodrigo forever giving you that kind of money. But that was the Super Bowl. That was months ago. You told me you've owed this guy money that long?
Yeah, and now he wants to kill me if I ain't paying back his $500,000.
Well, I don't have that kind of money, so it looks like you're gonna die.
Mom, but do you know anybody that do got that kind of money?
I don't know, billionaires, rich people, the creator of Facebook.
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah?
I can call him.
What? You can't call him. You don't have his number.
Yes, I do. Ring, 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 ring.
He's not gonna answer. This is a cop phone.
Ring, 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 ring. I'll just leave him a voicemail then. Hey, Mark Zuckerberg. It's me, Dougie. And I know you're so busy right now adding people to your favorite bestest friends list on the Facebooks, but I was wondering if you can give me $500,000 to pay back Rodrigo's.
Mark Zuckerberg's not going to call you back.
Maybe he will if he gets the voicemails.
Dougie, I don't think you should even worry about it. I don't think anyone's going to kill you over money, because why would anyone want to go to jail for the rest of their life to kill you?
Man, Bobby, you're probably right. I ain't even going to worry about it. I'm just going to play me some Call of Duty. You see my controller?
Go ask Jeffy. He's in the playroom.
Okay.
I actually hope he dies.
So, guys, my dad built a Bugatti.
You're fucking lying.
No fucking way.
Lying, bitch.
Lying, fuck.
No, seriously, he bought all the parts and built it by hand. I think they're all built by hand.
So you're telling me right now at your house there is a Bugatti, a car Bugatti that
your
dad built.
What's he saying?
Worth millions of dollars if he sold it right now.
Yeah.
That nigga is not an engineer, dude.
Well, he must be because he did it.
I bet that took a long time.
I bet your mom takes a long time getting out of bed. That's a lick.
What is a lick? I don't even know what that means. Now I'm pissed. You're a lick. How about that? You can lick my gooch.
What's a gooch?
It's like the spot between your balls and your asshole. It's a gooch. You can lick my gooch.
Well, your mom can't find her gooch.
What?
That's another lick.
Stop licking me.
Got it. Guys, I feel like we're not focusing on the fact that my dad built a Bugatti by hand.
Oh, he got Bugatti. I could steal it and get lots of money.
Friends aren't allowed over because that's homosexual.
I mean, it is when I come over.
Okay, well, can you go home and take a picture and send it to us?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Send a picture of my gooch in the group chat. You guys gonna see my gooch? That would be a lick, right? You guys lick your screens? Can you see my gooch?
Mobbins, I just got some really good idea on how I'm gonna get me $1 million.
How are you gonna get $1 million?
I'm gonna steal it.
Well, that's appropriate for you. What are you gonna do? Steal $1 million cash or steal $1 million worth of stuff?
I'm gonna steal a Bugabips.
What the fuck is a Bugabips?
It's a car that's worth millions of dollars.
Dougie, if you steal a car that's worth millions of dollars, the car's gonna have a VIN number that can be traced, and if you don't get the title, you'll never be able to sell it. So what are you gonna do with it?
Mobbins, you're thinking way too much into it.
You're not thinking enough into it. You're gonna go to jail. You're gonna get caught.
No, I'm not. I got some really good idea.
Okay, what's your really good idea on how to steal it?
I don't know. I haven't thought of it yet.
I fucking hate you.
Marvin, Booker's tearing up the couch again.
Jeffy, get your goddamn pet dinosaur.
Ooh, pet dinosaur? Light bulbs. I just got some really good idea like Thomas Jeffersips. He's on the $100 bill. See, you ain't think I know nothing either, ain't it?
Dad, I really want to take a picture of your Bugatti to show my friends.
Not right now, Timmy. It's time for you to take your holy water bath to get the gay out of you.
That's right, Timmy. We're going to have you liking girls whether you like it or not.
I love girls. I just love men more.
All right, Mr. Priest, man. Get the gay out of my son.
Oh, I will. I got my gay away sponge.
Oh, is that really necessary?
Listen, kid, this is just normal water. I make a bunch of money off of telling people that I can get the gay out of their kids so they pay me. So just play along. Pretend it burns.
Okay. Oh, it burns. Ow.
That's right. That means that the gay is coming out of you, Timmy. Don't worry.
Oh, I think I like boobies.
Oh, and what about vagina?
Oh, I think I definitely love vagina.
Titties.
Yeah, I love titties, too.
Fuck yeah, vagina and titties.
Later, I think I'm going to go pound some poon.
Yeah, fuck yeah, do that.
There's someone at the door.
I'll get it. Hello?
Meow, bark, bark, tweet.
Mom, Dad, someone left an animal at our door. Oh my god, it's so cute.
Timmy, you leave that animal outside. It might have rabies.
I'm not a raccoon.
Oh, Mom, Dad, can we please keep it?
Hell no, Timmy. Animals piss and shit all over the carpet, and then they scoot their ass across the furniture. I'll do that.
Oh, hey, it talks.
Yeah, it's like Pluto or Snoopy or whatever the fuck.
You name, like, the only two cartoon dogs who don't talk. You could have said, like, Scooby-Doo or Courage the Cowardly Dog or Half of Cat Dog.
Okay.
Oh, come on, can we please keep it? Ooh, like as a congratulations for becoming straight present.
Well, Hank, he is straight now.
Well, shit, I was going to take him to a brothel, but I guess this is cheaper. But, Timmy, just know that if it pisses or shits on my carpet, I'm going to chop its fucking head off.
Yay! Come on, let's go to my room.
Bye.
Is someone going to pay me my fee?
You can follow me to the bedroom.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I've never had a pet before.
Listen, man, tell
me where your dad keeps his Bugabibs.
Oh, I wish I knew because I have to take a picture of it to show my friends. But I don't even want to do that anymore. I want to show them you. I haven't even given you a name yet. Fluffernut! It's perfect!
Oh, hell no! You ain't gonna call me no fruity-ass name!
Oh, come on, Fluffernut. Look, I got you a bone to chew on from our Halloween decorations, or a ball to play fetch with. Play fetch!
Oh, hell no! You go pick up the ball with your mouth, stupid-ass boy!
Well, normally I would, but I'm pretending to be straight today. And I got you food and water.
What the hell is that? That's my Cocoa Puffs!
It's rabbit food, because I don't really know what you are.
Well, I ain't no rabbit. I ain't eating that shit. I want some fried chicken.
No, animals aren't supposed to have human food.
Listen, man, tell me where the hell your dad keeps the boobabibs, or else I'm gonna beat you in the head with his ball.
You wouldn't do that.
Tell me where the boobabibs is! You know what? Fine, I'll find him myself.
Man, if I had Bugatti's, where would I keep it? Obviously in the garage.
There ain't no Bugatti's in the garage.
Now, where would that man keep his Bugatti's?
God damn it, Demi, I left the rabbit downstairs, and now he's looking around my garage, peeping around.
Stop it. Mr. Man, where do you keep your Bugatti's?
Oh, my Bugatti? I keep that old thing in the bedroom. It's my prized possession. Now, you ain't been pissing and shitting all over my house, have you?
No.
All right, let's keep it that way.
Ooh, you know, I feel kind of bad doing that as a priest.
Oh, you took the shirt off.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Doesn't count then. Oh my god, is that a Lego Bugatti?
Yes, my husband built that and he won't stop talking about it.
Oh man, I bet that took forever to build.
15 to 30 hours.
Oh, I don't have that kind of time.
No one does.
So, do I, like, shake your hand?
Or... You can just go.
Okay. Whew, I feel like I just worked a double shift at Waffle House.
Hey man, there are Bugabibs in there?
I don't know if I'm supposed to pet you or give you a treat or what.
I just want to know if there are Bugabibs in there.
Oh yeah, it's on the nightstand.
Oh, how big the nightstand is?
About normal.
Oh, okay then. I'm gonna go in there and get it.
Okay.
Oh man, there go a Bugabibs. I ain't know they were that small. They look so much bigger on TV. Ooh, and there's a box. I'm gonna put it in the box because I think it's worth more in the box.
Hey, honey, did you pay the priest?
I sure did.
All right, good. Hey, honey, how about we get freaky?
Oh, Hank, I'm just so exhausted. I feel like I just worked a double shift at Waffle House.
What? Oh, come on, honey. Come on, let me just get something. You don't even have to get anything.
You never care if I do.
Wait! Where'd my Lego Bugatti go?
I don't know. It's gone? Oh, thank God!
That damn thing took me 15 to 30 hours to build.
I know, Hank.
Well, I guess I'll just have to buy another one off the eBay.
Fuck!
Mobibs, I just pulled off the greatest hypes in Hipperips.
What?
Yeah, I stole a Bugabibs.
What, you actually stole a Bugatti?
Yeah, and the box it came in, too.
What do you mean, the box it came in?
All right, Dougie, you got our money?
Yeah, where's our money, mother bitch?
Oh, I got something's worth way more than the money I owe you. I stole a Bugabibs.
Wait, a Bugatti? Really? Like the car?
Yeah.
Well, that's worth way more than what he owed us.
I say we take it.
All right, fine. You give us that Bugatti and your debt's paid.
All right, fine. I'll go get it.
Wait, go get it. How's he gonna drive it up to the second floor?
I guess like a crane or something?
Bam! Bugabibs!
Dougie, that's a Lego set.
What'd that mean?
It means it's not a real car, it's a toy.
No, it's a real car. See, it got tires and doors and it says Bugabibs.
No, 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 you still owe us that money.
Wait. No, you said if he gave you the Bugatti, that the debt is paid. You never said it couldn't be a Lego set.
Oh, shit, you're right. The first rule of business. You gotta see it to believe it.
I can't believe it ain't Bubibs.
All right, fine, we'll take it.
All right, here you go.
Doug, you got extremely lucky.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Hello, this is Dougie. Oh, it's for you.
It's for me.
Marvin, where the fuck is your house payment?
All right, class, today we're going to be learning about homophones. A homophone is when you call someone and they answer the phone like, hey. Just kidding, class. A real homophone is a word that sounds the same but has different meanings and usually different spellings.
If you want me to call a homophone, I'll just call Cody's phone.
Well, we're not learning about homophobes, Junior.
What is that?
It's a person who doesn't like gay people.
You don't like your own kind, Cody?
Well, I didn't say I was a homophobe.
Yes, you did. You just said you were a homophobe.
No, I was calling you one.
What? I do like gay people. I'm friends with you, right?
Yeah.
All right, class. Now we're going to go over some examples of homophobes. There is ad, and hole, and road. Oh, and look at this one, class. Wee-wee. I will now use it in a sentence. Cody likes wee-wee. Ha 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 ha! Gay!
Good everyone, Teach!
Oh, come on. He could get fired for saying that.
He can't get fired for saying you like wee-wee.
I think he can, actually. And he called me gay.
Aren't you?
Well, yeah, but he meant it as like an insult.
Hey, nerd, give me your lunch money.
It's the end of the day. We already ate lunch.
Well, then give me tomorrow's lunch money.
I don't have it yet.
Well, you better give me your money tomorrow.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just skip lunch tomorrow.
And if you don't give me your money tomorrow, I'm gonna beat you up!
Okay, well, now I have to bring my money, and I'm really not looking forward to school tomorrow.
All right, Crass, so for your homework tonight, you have to write 10,000 homophones and turn it in tomorrow. And if you're thinking about not doing it, just know that it's worth 90% of your school grade for the entire year. So, good luck.
10,000 homophones? Are there even that many?
Yes, Cody, there's over 10,000 gay people on Earth. I can't believe you called me homophobic.
Can you believe him, dude?
Hey, dude.
PJ Crenshaw, Barry Jamie's Crenshaw, Jimmy James Crenshaw, the coolest kid in school.
Yeah, that's me. What's up, Brody? That is your name, right?
No, it's actually Cody.
Okay, whatever. Listen, I was just wondering if you could write all 10,000 of my homophones for me. And if you don't, everybody in school is gonna know you're the lamest kid ever.
Okay, I guess. Thanks. Great, now I have to write 20,000 homophones.
Can you write my homophones for me, Cody?
No, I'm already doing 20,000.
Come on, write mine too, dude.
No!
All you have to do is copy your homophones 3 times.
Oh, yeah, that sounds easy.
And rearrange them so the teacher doesn't know we're not cheating.
Okay, fine.
Hey, Cody.
Oh, fuck.
Can you please do my homework too? My hand's cramping.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. I'll just write 50,000 homophones.
Hey, nerd, in addition to your lunch money...
Oh, let me guess. You want me to write your homophones?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Okay, fine. That's fine. Anybody else want me to do their homophones for them? Jeffy, you too? Okay, yeah, I'll just write everybody's goddamn homophones. I better get started. I'm gonna be up all night. God, I hate my fucking life. Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. There's only 6,000 homophones in the English language? Okay, fine. I guess I'll just take 4,000 from other languages, then.
Cody, me and your father need to speak with you.
Not right now, Mom. I gotta do my homework. Well, Cody, this is more important. What is it?
Look, Cody, your mama's OnlyFans is failing.
It's true. People just don't want to pay to see my wrinkly old cooter.
The well is running dry, but you know who want to see that old cooter? Chicago.
Deep dish pizza and wrinkly old cooter.
Mm-hmm. It's the land of foreign old cooters. Think about it, Cody. Why do they have the beans?
So what are you guys trying to say?
We moving to Chicago, silly ass. So make sure all your stuff is packed, because I already paid for a damn apartment.
Wait, we're moving? That's right, Cody. So you have tomorrow to say goodbye to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Cody, don't forget to pack neutral gang colors.
Yeah, Chicago ain't no joke. This ain't 63rd Street.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm moving. Wait a minute. I'm moving. That means I don't have to do this homework. And I don't have to do PJ's homework. Because it doesn't matter if I'm lame or not, because I'm not even going to live here. I don't have to do anyone's homework. And I don't have to give that bully my lunch money. And I don't have to take any crap from Junior and Joseph and the teacher. Oh, this is great. What a big move. Tomorrow's going to be sick.
Hey, Cody, did you do our homework?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, the homophones. Yeah, I think I got them right here at my desk. Let me just see. Fuck you!
Whoa, that's not the homework, dude!
Yeah, seriously, Cody, where's the homework?
I'm just kidding, guys. I actually do have it back here. Let me just see. I think it's right
here. Hey, Cody, did you do our homework?
Oh, you must not have seen the first two. I think I actually do have another one back here, way in the back. Yeah, there it is!
Cody, that's not nice!
No, seriously, Cody, did you do the homework or not?
Yeah, you're right, guys. There's no way I would do it a fourth time.
Cody, did you do it? Did you do the homework? Come on, Cody! Seriously, we're gonna fail!
No, you guys are gonna fail. I'm just chilling.
Hey, man, did you do my homophones?
Oh, hey, everybody, look who it is. It's PJ Pisses His Jammies, Poops His Jammies, Pussy Jones Crenshaw.
Hey, man, that's not my name. Yeah, you're right. Well, I didn't do your homophones. Hey, man, you know how popular I am, right? I could, like, totally ruin your life.
Yeah, you could ruin my life here, but not in Chicago, where all they care about is deep dish pizza and wrinkly old cooter.
What?
Yeah, I didn't do your fucking homophones.
Hey, everybody, Cody's officially the lamest kid ever.
What the fuck? Okay. Hey, everybody, PJ pisses his jammies or his diaper or whatever the fuck.
Well, Cody, what are you doing? He can ruin your life.
I don't give a fuck.
All right, Cross, I hope you all did your homework and wrote down your 10,000 homophones. And if you really did do your homework, you'd realize there's only 6,000 homophones. Hey, who threw that paper ball in my face?
Right over here, Teach. And I got another one coming your way.
All right, Cody, that's it! You have detention tomorrow!
I don't give a shit. How about all next week?
That's it, Cody! For the next 2 months, you have to come to school early and scrape the gum from underneath the desk!
Oh, no. I don't even think I'm going to learn my lesson from all that. I'm not even getting out of bed unless it's for the next 4 months.
Cody, that
is it! If you throw one more paper ball, I will make you come to school early every day and stay after school late and write 10,000 word essays and make you scrub the toilets with your toothbrush!
Bitch.
That is it!
Cody, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I just woke up and chose violence.
Hey, nerd, do you have my lunch money?
Oh, look who it is. No, I don't.
Well, then I'm gonna kick your ass.
Okay, but I have a better offer for you. How about I give you $10,000 tomorrow? And if I don't, I'll let you curb stomp me. I'll bite a curb and you can just stomp all over me. You know what? I'll let you give me a swirly with shit in the toilet. You can use my face to mop it up.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and you know what? I'll let you pants me in front of the entire school. Hey, how about this? Even if I do give you the money, you can still do all of it. How's that sound?
Okay.
What, Cody, you're not gonna be able to give him $10,000, and even if you do, you said you'd still let him do it?
Yeah, I know. I don't care.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm starting to think he's not gonna be at school tomorrow, Joseph.
Yeah, he's acting weird, bro.
Yeah, it's not like I'm moving to Chicago tomorrow.
Dude, this is like the second time you mentioned Chicago.
Yeah, I'm starting to think he might move to Chicago.
Yeah, I just don't give a fuck. Hence the sunglasses in the...
Cody, I just got off the phone with the principal. Go to his office now.
All right, losers. See you guys never.
Joseph, what was up with Cody today?
I don't know, dude, but it seemed like he finally grew some balls.
Hey, guys.
What, Cody, what's going on? What happened at the principal's office?
Who the fuck knows? I just took a shit on his desk and walked out.
What? Savage. You don't care that you might get suspended from school?
No. Let me tell you guys what's going on. See, last night my mom and dad told me I'm moving to Chicago tonight, so I don't have any consequences for anything I do.
But you're moving to Chicago?
Yep.
Well, what are we gonna do for our best friend?
I don't know. Maybe you can ask Harry. I'm just kidding. I killed that fucker.
Well, Cody, but seriously, like, you can't move to Chicago.
Well, I am. Wait, hold on. My phone's ringing. It's probably just my mom telling me we're leaving.